out there, just like you, just like me, so everybody who supports the Alternative Hello, my name is Matthew Skinner. I am carrying the purple flower, which represents all those that we have lost due to Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia. And I will be walking this year for my grandma, Melvia Gonzalez. And with that being said, hey, mom! I mean, that's my mom!
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
It's one of the great things about sports in general, and baseball certainly included in it. You just flat never know what's going to happen. Rockhounds stepped to the plate last night against the San Antonio Missions, having scored 93 runs in their last nine games. Now, that's not overly difficult arithmetic. That's a little bit more than 10 runs per game. 10.3, to be precise. So how many did the Hounds score last night? Zero. How many runs did the two teams combine to score? Just 1. And it was a huge swing of the bat. Marcos Castagnon facing Joe Boyle, who again was absolutely terrific. On an 0-2 pitch in a tie game in the bottom of the seventh inning, Castagnon lined a double in the gap to right center field. 0-2 double in a scoreless ball game. That's a huge swing of the bat. The Missions finally came around with a sacrifice fly that will drive in the game's only run, Juan Zabala providing the heroics. So the final was 1-0. So 93 runs over 9 games, never scoring fewer than 6 in a game over that stretch. But, of course, hey, every game is a brand-new start. Looking at the scoreboard right now, looks like it's all zeros to me. So the Rockhounds falling 1-0. It was also their first loss in 8 games, seeing a 7-game win streak go by the boards. But the Rockhounds have played good baseball of late. They've won 7 of 8. 9 of 11, and 10 of their last 13. There was a little bit of bad news. What did we say when we were signing away, right? Arkansas was leading at Amarillo with 2 innings to go. Mentioned that was at Hodgetown. Yep. Sod Poodles came back. They're playing really, really well. Amarillo is playing outstanding baseball right now, and they are 11 games over 500 in the second half, and they lead the division, leading the Rockhounds now by 3 games of the Sod Poodles. Frisco fell late to Tulsa. They are 4 games back, and Corpus Christi got a victory last night over Northwest Arkansas. They stay 5 games back. So the lead again for Amarillo, 3 over the Rockhounds, 4 over Frisco, and 5 games over the Corpus Christi Hooks. San Antonio, 7 games out. So the second half probably not within their reach, but the first half pennant already belongs to the Missions, and they will be in the postseason. 2 young pitchers go in Game 5 of this 6-game series for the San Antonio Missions. It's Jairo Iriarte. He was outstanding at advanced single-A and will now make his 9th appearance, his 3rd as a starter for the Missions tonight. Iriarte, no wins or losses, but a very good 3.09 ERA. Numbers across the board have been outstanding. Opposition hitting just a little over 200 against him, and his whip is 1.2, so very, very good so far at the double-A level. For the Rockhounds, it will be Joelvis Del Rosario. He has just been promoted from Advanced A Lansing. His numbers with the Lugnuts were solid, not overwhelming. He was 3-9. Lugnuts have struggled to win some ball games, so that's part of that. A 4.82 ERA, but that 4, nearly 5 earned run average, when you break it down, is fascinating. It's a stat that isn't necessarily going to mean a thing here, but when Joelvis takes the mound, I want to give you his home and road splits as a member of the Lansing Lugnuts. Absolutely crazy. Little bit of breeze, not a whole bunch, but just a little bit of breeze. And again, a triple-digit evening, of course, as we take you downstairs just ahead of this first pitch of Game 5 of the series at Nelson Wolf Stadium. And here now is our Star-Spangled Banner from San Antonio. With a flourish, our Star-Spangled Banner this evening from San Antonio. My goodness, Saturday evening already. Hope your weekend has been and will continue to be a good one. Thanks for spending part of it with us here on Rockhounds Radio as the Hounds and the Missions get set to meet. Again, just crazy stuff last night, a 1-0 ball game. Pitching was obviously very good. I mentioned Joe Boyle real quickly. He had 8 strikeouts. That's 150 combined on the year between his 2 double-A stops with a trade, of course, in the middle. He is now second in all of minor league baseball in strikeouts in 2023 and took a tough 1-0 loss. What will this evening bring? Game 5 of the series. A couple of young pitchers on the mound, at least in the terms of the double-A level. And we've got our first pitch from Nelson Wolf Stadium coming up right after this from Bud Light.
And the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri. This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
Mentioned just a little bit of breeze blowing, and it is inward from right field. Temperature is at 102, and the heat index 104, so just a little tinge of humidity. And as we get set for this one with, again, 2 young pitchers, Jairo Iriarte is only 21. He is a top 10 prospect for the Padres. And Joelvis Del Rosario, just 22, will make his double-A debut in this game. The baseball got loose down to the right field corner. I think that has now been taken care of, so we can play some baseball. Drew Swift will lead it off for the Rockhounds. He is the third baseman. Right-handed hitter to face the right-hander, Jairo Iriarte. From Nelson Wolf Stadium, Saturday evening baseball. First pitch of the game up in, off the catcher's gloves. The ball saw that one clank off the glove. 1 ball, no strikes to Drew. 260 batting average, no home runs, 20 driven in. Stirs that bat a little as he waits, sends a fly ball to center field, but that's straight away, and Corey Howell is there, and he will glove it for the out. One man down, top of the first. Here's Max Muncy. Max Rockhound shortstop hitting 301 in his 29 games. 3 homers and 16 driven in, 2 of the home runs coming in this series. It's a good matchup. Couple of top 10 prospects right here. Iriarte's pitch swung on and missed. Boy, good fastball with life to it, and it's 0-1. Shane McGuire on deck. He'll do the catching and bat third. Shane McGuire behind the dish. Iriarte's pitch sails way up high for a ball. Hard throwing right-hander. 1 ball, 1 strike. Lázaro Armenteros is in right field, and he will bat in the cleanup spot. Lázaro is in right. 1 ball, 1 strike. Pitch misses down and in. Back up, breaking pitch. Stayed off the inside edge, 2-1. Cameron Nesterman, the DH, batting 5th. Cameron, the designated hitter. Caden Trinkle in left field will bat 6th. Caden Trinkle is in left. Iriarte with a kick. Pitch to Max. Swung on. Ooh, fouled away. And I think, well, that got our home plate umpire, Jared Higdon, nods that he's okay. But, wow. Well, substitute umpire, his first game in this series, and boy, he really got hit. Athletic trainer from San Antonio is going to come out and visit with him. Yeah, that you can tell he nodded. He was okay, but I don't know. That foul tip really got him. David Bryan, the athletic trainer for San Antonio, out in talking with Jared, says he's okay. Crew chief is Steven Rios Jr. coming down from third base to talk to him. My goodness, I mean, that's just not even fair. It's what, the 6th pitch of this game, and he took just a wicked deflection on the foul ball. So Jared, that's nice. He pats Juan Zabala on the back, says thanks for the concern, and get back down to baseball. They'll argue sometimes, of course, but catchers and umpires, deservedly so, have a certain kinsmanship. Pitch down low for a ball, 3-2 to Max. Nobody on and 1 man down, top of the first inning. Payoff pitch here. As Iriarte comes set. Goes into a little three-piece motion, delivers and a swing and a miss, and Max out on strikes. This one may be off the plate, but that's really easy to say from back here. Two men down now. As Uriarte gets the strikeout. Here's Shane McGuire. Bottom third of the order, Jack Winkler is the first baseman batting seventh. Jack Winkler at first base. Casey Yamauchi gets the start at second base. Casey batting eighth. And Brian Blavas will be the center fielder batting ninth. Brian Blavas, in center. Pitch to Shane, down the middle, called strike at the knees, 0-1. Swift, Muncy, and McGuire up top. Armenteros, Masterman, and Trinkle in the middle of the order. Winkler, Yamauchi, and Blavas will round it out. Shane asks for time at home plate. And he will step out and rewrap the batting gloves, or at least one of them. Uriarte making his ninth appearance, his third as a starter for the Missions. Again, no wins or losses, but a really good 3.09 ERA. Check swing, did he go? Don't think so. Pitch drops low. They appeal, but no. One ball and one strike. Shane, a 2.28, three home runs and 32 driven in. Left-handed hitter waits. Infield really plays him to pull. Not drastically, but solidly. Another pitch that sails up and off the glove of catcher Juan Zabala. 2-1 to the Hounds catcher. Shane plants that back left foot right on the back line of the batter's box. Crowds have played just a bit. Pitch from Uriarte. Strike called outside corner. Just got there, and Shane asks about that. And, of course, that will also make the point that he's the catcher, and he expects that same call for Joe Elvis Del Rosario, his pitcher tonight. 2-2 count. Shane waits. Stretch of the 2-2 and a topper out towards shortstop. Man Reyes charges. Ripken's throw. Going to be low, but it's there. Nicely backhanded by Michael De La Cruz. And the inning will come to an end. So it's a 3-up, 3-down inning. And this one, in terms of hits and runs and everything else, pretty much picks up where last night left off. So we will go to the bottom half of the first inning of play. Village Car Wash score, the Rockhounds nothing. And against Joel Del Rosario, Joe Elvis Del Rosario, in his Double-A debut, the San Antonio Missions are coming to bat.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Right-hander Joe Elvis Del Rosario making his Double-A debut. Just called up from Lansing. Joined the ball club just a couple of days ago. This was the spot vacated when Chad Patrick was moved up to Las Vegas. So Joe Elvis will make his Double-A debut. Signed very young by the Pittsburgh Pirates organization. And was claimed off waivers by the A's. And has been at Lansing, where his numbers have been fascinating. I will pass those along to you. 22-year-old right-hander, and he faces Ripken Reyes. Boy, let's set that historic table for you. Ripken, at this moment, shares the all-time record for hit-by-pitch in a season 43 times. So the next time he is plunked, and meaning no offense, and I would never wish him injury, but it would be kind of cool to see it. Talking about 130 years of minor league baseball, all-time record pitch up high for a ball, 1-0, and he figures certainly to break it. Ripken is a switch hitter. He bats from the left side against the right-hander, Del Rosario. Joe Elvis with a pitch, and that sliced foul out of play, 1-1. Ripken Reyes at the plate. Jackson Merrill is the left fielder in this game. He will bat second. Jackson Merrill, outstanding Padres prospect. We have a broken bat here. Michael De La Cruz bats third and plays the three spot. De La Cruz is the first baseman. Daniel Johnson in right field batting cleanup. Johnson is in right. Marcos Castagnon, last night's co-hero, when he really had the big swing of the bat in the game, scored the only run. Castagnon, the DH, batting fifth. Juan Fernandez, the third baseman, batting in the sixth spot for the Missions. Fernandez at third base. Connor Hollis is the second baseman. He'll bat seventh. Connor Hollis at second base. Bat has been restored. Pitch to Reyes inside. Didn't get there. Two balls and one strike. Juan Zabala had the only RBI of the game last night. Catcher batting eighth. Zabala behind the dish. Pitch from Del Rosario is up high. Ball three. 3-1. Reyes, a guy who will steal a base on you. 3-1 count. Corey Howell rounds it out. He's the center fielder. Corey Howell in center batting ninth. Rosario's pitch is swung on and skied in the air. This may be playable. I think it's going to get into the seats, but not by much. And actually into the dugout on the third base side. And Shane McGuire made a terrific effort at that. Reaching over the railing, that is right on the edge of the railing by the stands and on the corner of the dugout. Well, that would have been sensational. Really good effort. Three balls, two strikes to count to Reyes. Reyes, Maryland, De La Cruz up top, Johnson, Castagnon, and Fernandez in the middle. Hollis, Zabala, and Howell rounded out. Three balls, two strikes. Pitch from Joe Elvis, swung on, hit high in the air to center field, but with plenty of room, Belvostrip slightly into right center, and he will glove it. Ripken Reyes flies out to center field. One man down, bottom of the first inning. Batter is Jackson Merrill. Playing left field and doing so for just the second time. Yeah, the Padres, the parent club of the Missions, and well, you know that payroll is monstrous, and most of the infield spots, middle infield anyway, locked up for a while. Swing to the first pitch and sends a fly ball into left field. Battling the sun a little bit is Caden Trinkle, but he will make the catch. Nicely handled against the high sky. A lot of sun right at him. Jackson Merrill, first pitch swing, fly ball out to left field. Two away for Michael De La Cruz. De La Cruz, 263 average. Switch hitter. Pretty much each time we have seen the Missions with De La Cruz on the roster, he takes up and in for a ball, 1-0. In each of the six-game series, he will usually play first, second, and catch. Unusual combination. He's at first base in this one. Swings and fouls it straight back. Pitch got in on him a little bit, and he fouled it straight back to the screen. Joelvis Del Rosario with Lansing, 3-9, 4.82 ERA. Pitch is a called strike inside corner, 1-2. See where this inning takes us. And De La Cruz pausing to discuss that last pitch. It's about as much as the law will allow. Joelvis's splits home and road. See where this inning takes us. But we'll get to those. Pitch outside and high, 2-2. Daniel Johnson on deck. Nobody on. Two men down in the bottom of the first inning. De La Cruz waits. Taps that left shoulder with the bat as he does. Pitch from Del Rosario. Punch left side, and that is a base hit down in the left field corner. Really good piece of hitting there. That'll be a double for De La Cruz. Boy, that pitch was probably off the outside corner just a bit, but too close to take, and he just reached out and just punched that down the left field line. Really good piece of hitting by De La Cruz. Two-out double into the left field corner. Here's Daniel Johnson. At home, now again, this doesn't affect Joelvis now because he's no longer with Lansing, but the numbers are really kind of stunning. At home, he was 1-5 with a 7.22 ERA. On the road with the Lugnuts, 2-4, but a 3.09 ERA. So 7-plus and 3-plus. Swing, fly ball. High in the air left field. Trinkle on the move. Coming toward the line. Caden got there. Good catch. Right on the edge of sunlight and shadow. I believe that was indicated rather subtly as a foul ball. A good, really good play nonetheless. Either way for Caden Trinkle. No runs on a base hit. No errors and a man left. Boy, Caden has really played some nice defense in this series. That wasn't necessarily a web gem, but that's just a very nice catch to end the inning. Saturday evening baseball in San Antonio. We played one inning. Village Car Wash bringing you this broadcast, and after one, no score.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, oh, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Azaro Armenteros to lead it off. Iriarte backs one up and got there inside corner. Azaro kind of leaning back. That pitch just got the inside edge. Iriarte comes set. Pitch to Lazaro swung on and fouled back, and the count goes 0-2. Azaro reached base once last night, went 0-3, was hit by a pitch. The Rockhounds in that inning, which was the ninth inning, loaded the bases, but could not punch a run across, and that 1-0 missions win. Backup pitch misses way inside. 1-2. Cameron Masterman and Caden Trankel will follow. No score, top of the second. Shadow stretching out over the left side of the ballpark. Pitch, ooh, up and in and hit him, and down he goes. Bobby Crosby coming out right away. Boy, that pitch was up and in, and I don't know where that got Lazaro, but he is face down on the ground. Jake Ruthie, your athletic trainer, coming out as well. Boy, Bobby immediately from the top step of the dugout came on. We'll see if we just got a replay, but it's hard to see exactly where that got him on the replay. Don't know. I'm guessing they'll rewind it again, boy. They are going to get a slow motion look. Not sure I want to see it. Oh, my. Up and in. And oh, my. I think it got him in the side of the face. I think maybe. Oh, yeah, it did. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my. Well, that, yeah, this is, well, it was scary at the moment. It's all the scarier now. Lazaro down. He's on his back. Boy, we got an absolutely crystal clear replay on that. It appeared, now I don't know that the ball brushed his shoulder, but it then definitely got him in the side of the face. He is sitting up. Crowd will respond, and I would guess he's going to come right over to the dugout, and yes, he is. Well, he's walking on his own, and boy, that's the good news there. And his teammates will greet him in the dugout, but Lazaro Armenteros hit by a pitch. We'll see who takes his place. Wow. That is, I mean, that's absolutely scary. I think it'll be Saheed, by the way. That would be the logical move here. Outfielder, Saheed, both infielder and outfielder. And yep, Saheed Valenzuela. So he will replace Lazaro and see where he goes into play in terms of the outfield. He has played almost exclusively left field, but that we shall see. Caden Trankel is in left. Brian Welbas is in center. So the pinch runner is Saheed Valenzuela. And boy, all good thoughts with Lazaro. Again, he did walk off under his own power. And was obviously communicating a little bit. So, boy, a terrifying moment right there. One on and nobody down. Here's Cameron Masterman. Well, pitch just obviously got away from Iriarte. Clearly, I mean, there was no intent there. pitch to Cameron, called strike right down the middle, 0-1. Caden Trinkle on deck. Jack Winkler is in the hole. No score top of the second, one on and nobody down. The stretch by Uriarte. Pitch tempted. Boy, called strike outside corner. Cameron Masterman's getting picked on. First pitch was knee-high, probably inner third, and this one just got the outside corner. Quick 0-2 count. Cameron at 338 in 19 ball games. Stretch in the pitch, back up delivery up and in. One ball and two strikes. A couple of home runs, one in this series, 12 driven in. Valenzuela takes the lead off first base. Long set by Uriarte, delivery, swing and a miss, a foul tip. Nope, that was in and out of the glove. No foul tip, just got in and out of the glove of Zavala. So strikeout number two for Uriarte. Cameron Masterman out on strikes. And here's Caden Trinkle. Jack Winkler's on deck. Now, the last couple of times these guys have hit back-to-back in the order, they've each had two hits. Well, we'll see if that'll be a good omen for the Hounds. Toss over to first base. We'll chase Valenzuela back to the bag. Caden at 208. No home runs in five driven in. And facing right-hander Jairo Uriarte. Cheating in at third base is Juan Fernandez. Pitch sails way up and away for a ball. 1-0 defensively for the San Antonio Missions. Jackson Merrill is in left field. Corey Howell is in center. Daniel Johnson in right. Juan Fernandez at third base. Ripken Reyes the shortstop. Connor Hollis at second. Michael De La Cruz at first. Long set. Pitch by Uriarte. Swung on and sent foul. Left side out of play. 1-1 to Caden. Juan Zavala the catcher. Jairo Uriarte on the mound. The 22-year-old right-hander out of the Dominican Republic is Jairo. He comes set. Pitch to Caden. Tempted. Did not go. Pitch stayed high. 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Fernandez still not necessarily convinced that Caden is going to drop down a bunt. Doesn't seem likely here, but he's still at the edge of the outfield, or infield grass, rather. Infield up the middle, a double play. That pitch down and in. Boy, almost hit him. Breaking ball that time. Down and in. Three balls, one strike. Some good hitters count here for the left-handed hitter, Caden. Batting from the left side straight away in the box, pretty much. Stirs that bat a little bit as he waits. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and it's a strike of the knees. And the count goes 3-2. Which had some good life to it down in the zone. Uriarte rated the number 6 prospect in the Padres organization by MLB.com. The pipeline. Runner goes on the 3-2 pitches. Nope, it's up and in. Ball 4. Throw will go to second, but there is. Fans are going to wonder why there's no call. That was ball 4. That was a really good throw, by the way, by Zavala. So he'd got a pretty good jump. I think he would have been out had the play not already been decided via the base on balls. But Caden Trinkle will draw the walk. It's two men on. Here is Jack Winkler. And that's going to bring a visit to the mound. Uriarte has not gone deep in any games. He's making his ninth appearance. He has only 11 2/3 innings pitched. He is a high-volume strikeout guy, or has been. Fastball mid-90s. Again, only 21 years of age, and in fact, he just turned 21 last month. So a very, very young prospect for the Padres. With Fort Wayne, the Tin Caps in the Midwest League, posted a 3.09 ERA. Bases on balls a little high, but nothing that is really all that out of line. But in 61 innings, he gave up only 50 base hits, and he struck out 77 batters. That's an advanced A. B basically at age 20. Again, he just turned 21. And his batting average against and whip in a small sample size have been even better near a double A. Uriarte's pitch, breaking ball away. Count goes 1-0 to Jack Winkler. Jack at 241. On base last night, didn't get a base hit for the first time in 9 games. Takes down the middle, called strike. Hounds got only 3 base hits in last night's game. Max Muncy got 2 of them, and Cameron Masterman the other. There were only 7 hits in the game last night. 5 of them were doubles, go figure. Stretch and pitch by Uriarte. That'll get there. Called strike inside corner. Just got there, 1-2. Casey Yamauchi on deck. No score, top of the second inning. 2 on and 1 man down. Uriarte standing in a little streak of sunlight right on the mound. Here's the stretch and pitch. Backup delivery down and in. Not by much. 2-2. Jack Winkler overall at 241. He has a home run that came in this series. 19 driven in. There's a dozen ribbies in his last 9 games. Takes up and in. Did it hit his bat? Oh, it did. Turned into it and fouled it away. Well, tonight is Star Wars night at Nelson Wolf Stadium, and they've got a Star Wars show of some sort after the game. Star Wars characters wandering around, and that kind of looked like Jack Winkler kind of fought that off with a lightsaber. Turned in, blocked it, and didn't mean to, but the ball went foul. 2-2 pitch. Little looper got a chance in the shallow left field. Going to sink, going to drop. Base hit, not going to drive home a run. Well, that's a duck snort that will almost come to a stop before Merrill can get to it. Love to get a second look at that. It's a Rockhounds hitter, so we probably won't get a replay. Oh, yes, we will. And, yep, that ball got in on him a little bit. So it was a very soft line drive. But Jack Winkler with an RBI in the Rockhounds after being shut out last night on the board here in the second inning on Jack's 20th RBI of the season. Stopping at second, Caden Trinkle. I'm telling you, these guys hit back-to-back, and they have done some damage. I did with Bobby about that at some point. Here's Casey Yamauchi. Swings and sends a high pop foul straight back out of play. It's 0-1. Jack Winkler, by the way, a really nice stretch now. He has reached base in 10 straight games. He has hits in 9 of the 10, and he's hitting right about .390 in that stretch with 13 runs driven in. Yamauchi waits, takes. Fastball strike call just got there. High edge of the outside half of the plate. Count is 0-2 to Casey. Right-handed hitter. Young man out of Hilo, Hawaii. 190 in his 7 games with the Rockhounds. His 10 professional games total, by the way. Swinging fouls went away. It's 0-2. Yep, Casey tonight playing in his 11th professional game. Again, he played in the Arizona Complex League briefly 3 games, and then the Hounds had a roster spot that needed to be filled, and Lansing and Stockton were pretty well kind of nowhere to go there. So Casey got the call and a chance to play a double A. Swings and fouls. This one back count stays 0-2, so he is battling. I mentioned Uriarte has basically been an opener, not expected to go deep in this ball game. So Missions have a right-hander warming. Again, that is by design. 0-2 count. First and second, the runners. One man down. And a run across for the Rockhounds here in the second. Casey waits the 0-2 pitch by Uriarte. And when swings and fouls that one, it was heading right back our way. So you've seen 5 pitches. They've all been strikes. Fouled the last 3 of them off. Right-hander warming for San Antonio is Justin Lopez. If that is correct, I'm going to double-check on that. That doesn't sound right. Might have a number change for specialty jerseys here. Pitch swung on, foul back. Casey really kind of lunged at that, reached for it, but what did I say? Or the pitch just get back to the backstop? How do they call the balk? He went ahead and threw the pitch, but the runners advanced to second and third. So Casey's still an 0-2 count, and now two runners in scoring position. Set, infield in, pitch to Casey, swing and a miss, got him, chased one away. Boy, really battled, he fouled off 3 2-strike pitches, then had the balk in the meantime, and that is what it was called. Seen a couple of pitches just get back to the backstop. Didn't know if that might be the case, but that wouldn't have made any sense because it would have had to be a foul ball. So a couple of strikeouts in the inning, 3 for Iriarte overall. And now here's Brian Buelvas. Rockhounds have a run on the board, second and third, and 2 men down. Pitch clock reset. Brian, right-handed hitter, 167. Productive, though. He averages an RBI per game, 14 ribbies, 14 games up and in. And, boy, back to the screen, and that is going to allow a run to score. And Iriarte is frustrated with himself. So on the wild pitch, Rockhounds take a 2-0 lead. Frankensteining a couple of them together here. Boy, a walk, a flare single, and a balk, and now a wild pitch. David's going to look at it again, but I think he'll find that pitch was errant. In any case, a runner at third, 2 men down, and 2 runs across. 1-0 count to Brian Buelvas. Pitch to Brian up and in. Ball 2. 2 balls and no strikes. Going to call that a pass ball. Interesting. So the run will be an unearned run at this point to Iriarte, and that goes as a pass ball. Boy, that pitch looked pretty errant. Delivery right down the middle. That one's right there. 2 balls and 1 strike to count. David took a couple of looks at it and decided that one should have been handled by Juan Zabala. Either way, Hounds lead 2-0. Iriarte set. Pitch to Brian. Swing and a miss. Boy, a good fastball. Elevated that. Again, the velocity readout not working here at the ballpark this visit. Boy, that one was clearly some pretty good serious gas behind it. The 2-2 to Buelvas, swings and misses, and Brian is out on strikes. So the inning comes to an end for Iriarte. Boy, I mean, that's a little bit of everything in the inning. He struck out the side, gives up 2 runs, only one of them will be earned. Got a hit batsman, and that was scary, a walk and a balk along the way. So we go to the bottom half of the second inning in San Antonio. Village Car Wash score. The Hounds on the board. Village Car Wash score has the Hounds on top 2-0.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, 3/4 tons, 1 tons, 2 and 4-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are 2 for the price of 1 every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Last half of the second inning, Joe Elvis Del Rosario back to the mound, and in this inning he'll face 5, 6, and 7. Marcos Castañon, Juan Fernandez, and Connor Hollis. There was activity in the bullpen, but the uniform number said Justin Lopez. I don't know if there has been see any indication of different numbers tonight. They're wearing specialty jerseys, are the Missions, a Star Wars night. I am told they are Han Solo jerseys. I am still trying to determine exactly what makes it a Han Solo jersey, but that's what they say, and I will believe them because they're good people. Here is Marcos Castañon now. He is the DH in this game. Doubled and scored the only run of the game last night. Takes right down the middle, called strike from Del Rosario, 0-1. But according to the uniform number. The pitcher who was warming was last night's winning pitcher in relief. Swinging a high fly ball, foul out of play. And yeah, that ball will drift well out of play, 0-2. So we'll see. This might be a uniform change. Either that or Justin Lopez might pitch back-to-back. That's not unheard of, but it sure is definitely unusual. As we kind of assumed he would, Caden Trinkle will move to right field. Saheed Valenzuela stays in the game, and he's playing left. Pitch down and away for a ball. One ball, two strikes. And Saheed Valenzuela replacing Lazaro Armenteros, boy, hit, I think, in the side of the face with a pitch. And he left the game, understandably. Swing and a miss. Boy, a wild swing by Castagnon. He is out on strikes, but that pitch way up in the zone. And took a swing and a miss at it. So first strikeout at the AA level for Joel Elvis Del Rosario. And here's Juan Fernandez to face him. Well, we said this game will keep you humble. Last night against the number two strikeout artist in all of minor league baseball, Joe Boyle, Castagnon, an 0-2 double that turned into the game's only run. It swung on, drilled in the gap to left center field. This is going to get down for extras. Bouncing one time and twice. Base to the wall. Fernandez will have a stand-up double. Boy, got a pitch he liked and absolutely ripped it. That was a line drive in the gap to left center field. And got to the wall easily. So a second hit in this game. They both did doubles for the Missions. That'll bring up Connor Hollis. Hollis at 219, three homers and 14 driven in. Hollis just activated off the injured list and returned to duty yesterday. Right-handed hitter with a runner in scoring position. Connor, native Texan, product of the University of Houston. Breaking pitch outside corner called strike 0-1. Connor, born in fact in Arlington, Texas. Been around a little bit, 28-year-old, right-handed hitter. Stretch and pitch, swung on, ground ball out towards second. Casey's got it and ranging to his left. Throw to first. Runner will move up on the second out of the inning. 4-3 goes the putout. Advancing to third is Juan Fernandez, and here is Juan Zabala. Connor again has been around a little bit. Connor Hollis had just bounced down. Mentioned he has been around a while at 28 years of age. Rounds out here, so he is retired. Two men down, and that'll bring up Juan Zabala. Right-handed hitting catcher. Swing sends a high fly ball to left field. I think this ball's got a chance to do some damage, or does it on the run? Nope, Saheed's got it in the corner. Ball may have gotten in on him just a little bit. Turned on it, sent it to the one part of this ballpark, which is a short porch. That's 310 down the left field line, and that got a little scary, but Saheed had room and made the catch in front of the wall in the left field corner. Zabala turned on it, but not quite enough. No runs and a base hit. No errors, and a man is left on base. After two, Village Car Wash score. Rockhounds 2, San Antonio Missions nothing.
Wagner Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Wagner Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at Wagner.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Top of the third, top of the order, Drew Swift. It's always interesting to me just what Uriarte did there. There is activity again behind him in the bullpen. He completed his warm-ups, looked in for the sign, and then wanted a new baseball. Pitch to Drew is swung on and fouled straight back. It's 0-1. Drew Swift flew out to center field to start this ball game. Activity begins again. Uriarte into his third inning of work, and that's about as far as he's gone. Delivery swung on and missed. Boy, good lively fastball, 0-2. Max Muncy and Shane McGuire to follow here in the Rockhounds' third inning. Hounds Frankenstein to couple together. In the second inning, just one base hit. Delivery, a foul right at the plate. Still 0-2 to Drew Swift, Rockhounds' third baseman. Well, Drew was one of the guys last night in a 1-0 game and only three base hits. That's always tough on streaks, and he lost one last evening, a 9-game hit streak. Swings and fouls this one back. Really got jammed on that pitch, but fought it off. It's still 0-2. Drew, over his last 10 games, though, just really solid. It's not spectacular, but a .319 average in his last 10 games coming in. Right-handed hitter waits and takes down and away. Appeal, but nope, did not go. One ball and two strikes. Had a good series. He's 6-for-16. Again, was kept off base last night, but he's been on base 9 out of 19 in the series. Moves to the leadoff spot this evening. Cooper Bowman getting the night off. Swift waits. Pitch to Drew. Breaking pitch and a beauty. Absolutely froze him at the plate. Popsicle toes, and down he goes. Five strikeouts for Uriarte. Well, that was just a gorgeous breaking pitch. And that, I do believe, will be it for young right-hander who gets, yep, hands the baseball to manager Luke Motz. So, very solid again. The two runs he gave up in the second inning, only one will be earned. He departs with the bases empty here. So, two and a third, gave up just one base hit, two runs, one earned. He walked a batter, and that turned into a run. Struck out five, and he hit one batter. And, again, that was Lazaro Armenteros, who had to come out of the ballgame. And, boy, that was scary. Got him. Looked like maybe the shoulder then deflected into the side of the face. So, again, that was scary to be sure. Also threw one wild pitch. Or did he? No, he did not. Forgive me. That was converted to a fastball. I beg your pardon. So, 2-0 ball game. I'm going to let the folks here tell me who this is because I'm guessing we have a uniform number change. They haven't announced the pitcher yet, so there it is. Thanks, Jeremy. Boy, timing was really good, man. You could work for the FBI. Michelle Baez is the pitcher. Didn't think that was going to be Justin Lopez. He went 2 1/3 last night and got the victory, so that's a pretty quick turnaround. Michelle Baez on the pitch. Well, they just announced Justin Lopez as the pitcher. So, see, I'm not the only one who was borderline confused. That just didn't make any sense that it would be Lopez. So it is Michelle Baez. Yeah, has some time in the big leagues. Does Baez. He comes on here in the third. Nobody on, and one man down, and Max Muncy to face him. Big right-hander, tall right-hander, delivers down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Michelle Baez, 6'8", 220, 27 years of age, native of Cuba. Nobody on, and one man down. Max, a strikeout victim his first time. Pitch from Baez up and away, ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Shane McGuire on deck for the Hounds here in the third. Baez from the set, hands drop slowly from the shoulders down to the belt, and the 2-0 pitch way up and in, ball three. Three balls and no strikes. Hounds won the first three games of the series, and again, offense was much more front and center. The Mission's winning last night 1-0. Pitch flew up and in. That hit him. Now, it would have been ball four anyway, but Max is hit by a pitch. Towns last night had only three base hits. Max had two of them. And with that really good night at the plate last evening, extends a hit streak to eight games. He has now been on base in nine straight. Of course, that's not a base hit, but a hit by pitch. One on, one out for Shane McGuire. Cheating in at third is Juan Fernandez. One man down. Can't imagine Shane is bunting here, but then again, he might. He takes. Called strike inside corner. It's 0-1. Saeed Valenzuela, again in for Lazaro Armenteros. And boy, hope Lazaro is okay. Be surprised now if he plays tomorrow with Monday's off day and a return home coming up. Pitch to McGuire, high and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Shane, left-handed hitter. Baez comes set. From the belt, turn, toss to first base. That'll chase Max back to the bag. Outfield has Shane played pretty well straight away, the exception being right field, Daniel Johnson shading toward the line a little bit. And looking that way, see the flags are now motionless, so right at 100 degrees and no breeze now at San Antone. Stretch and pitch. Down and in for a ball all the way to the dirt. Count goes 2-1. Michelle Baez with admissions in 2023, and boy, he has been all over the Padres organization in terms of throwing at first. That was fairly close. My goodness, that was gloved by first baseman De La Cruz, kind of off balance, and the throw just carried the glove right onto the leg of Max Muncy, but Max's foot was on the bag. Most of Michelle's season has been here with San Antonio. He's pitched briefly with AAA, really struggled with El Paso, and very briefly at rookie and single A. Runner goes, pitch swung on and fouled back, 2-2. Max Muncy got a pretty good jump on the tall right-hander there. Pitched in seven games for the AAA Chihuahuas in El Paso, did Michelle Baez, but had an 11 ERA. With San Antonio, he's 3-1, but a 6.38 earned run average. He's right at a hit per inning, but 10 walks, 17 strikeouts, so the base hits he's given up have done some damage. Max dancing, not running, pitch, low and in, ball three. So now the count is full to Shane McGuire, one man on, one man out. Hounds lead 2-0 here in the top of the third inning. We'll see if Max is running here. Michelle Baez last in the big leagues with San Diego in 2022. Comes set at the belt. Max is leaning. Is he going? He is not. Pitch to Shane inside. Ball four. Boy, he does draw some walks. Crowd reacts. Pitch is closer. Is it now 3-2? That's interesting. Bobby Crosby is right. That's ball four. That is ball four, and initially a home plate umpire, Jared Hignett, didn't realize that. Bobby came out of the dugout, and I was going to say, wait a minute, scoreboard had 3-2. I had 3-2. Hey, we've been here. We've been there before. 2005 Championship Series, 3-2 pitch, no call. And they never corrected that one. Well, Bobby, I'm glad you're paying attention. I thought my card was correct there. That was ball four, but home plate umpire Jared Higdon lost track of the count, but all is good now. Two men on and one man down, and the batter will be Saeed Valenzuela. Came on as a pinch runner for Lazaro after he was hit by the pitch. Scary scenario there. And Saeed eventually scoring the game's first run as a pinch runner, moves on and now takes over in left field. Switch hitter from the left side, pitched by Baez, outside corner, called strike 0-1. Mentioned Baez pitching in the big leagues in 2019 and 2020. Briefly in 2022. Didn't pitch much in 2020 either. He was really good in 2019, but not been able to repeat it. Pitch swung on and fouled back. It's 0-2. He appeared in 24 games with the Padres in 19. and really just good solid numbers across the board. An ERA just over 3, a little under a hit per inning, and a 2-to-1 ratio, but Dan has not been able to replicate it. Here's the stretch by the right-hander pitch, and a little tapper by Saheed protecting the plate. Got to go to first. It's going to be close. I think he beat it. Oh, I called him out. Not of an eye, but he is out. Runners at second and third. My goodness, Saheed, with a really protective swing. He reached for that ball. In essence, a swinging bunt, third base side. And he hustled as he always does, but was thrown out. Good play by Baez to get there. Boy, if he hesitates at all, Saheed would have been safe. Bang, bang, call, but he was out. Two men down, second and third. Cameron Mastrom in the batter. He struck out his first time up. Takes down and away. Backhanded stop by Zabala. One ball and no strikes to count. Caden Trinkle on deck. Should the inning continue? Top of the third. Hounds lead 2-0. Runners at second and third. And a hit batsman, a walk and a bounce out. Pitch by Baez, swung on and lined towards center field. It's going to hang up, and Howell is there. Yep, Cameron hit it a little too hard that time. Just a line drive that hung up, and Corey Howell able to get there. No runs or hits. No errors and two men left on base. Howell still just have one hit in this ballgame. We'll go to the bottom half of the third inning of play. From Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio, Village Car Wash, score of our game. Rockhounds 2, San Antonio nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
We go to the bottom half of the third inning. Joel Elvis Del Rosario going back to the mound. He will face Corey Howell, the number 9 hitter in the order. Then back up top for Ripken Reyes and Jackson Merrill. Tough duo at the top of the order. Hilliard IT Solutions trivia. Take you way back. I tell you, it was a different time, space, and dimension. Tell you the tale of how a Hall of Famer, in fact, was coaxed into doing a little extra duty on this date. In fact, a whole bunch of extra duty long before he was a big leaguer, but nonetheless, kind of a cool occurrence way, way, way back in big league history. This ball game, the fifth of a six-game set, the Rockhounds and Missions meet tomorrow at 1:05. The Hounds will play the day game tomorrow, head for home, and that is nice timing because they'll get back at a nice hour in the middle to late evening, and Monday an off day. Rockhounds hosting Frisco beginning on Tuesday. Del Rosario finds the outside corner of the knees to Corey Howell, called strike 0-1. Del Rosario into the motion, right-hander's delivery swung on and missed. Boy, went outside corner first pitch, down and in with a second, swinging strike, and it's 0-2. And Joel, this claimed by the A's on waivers from the Pirates organization. His pitch inside, ball one, one ball and two strikes. And then he was signed very young, so it's down and away for a ball. The count goes 2 balls and 1 strike, so only 22 years of age. Young man out of the Dominican Republic. The turn and the 2-2 pitch. Swung on set in the air. Center field. Well struck, but with room. Drifting back, Brian Guelbas has it. Well shy of the track. deep right center field. And the batter, top of the order, Ripken Reyes. Again, on the verge of minor league history. That's stunning. Hit by a pitch 43 times. Every time I look at that stat or write it down, that is unheard of. The old Texas League record was 27. Backdoor pitch called strike 0-1. A couple of Rockhounds were high up on the all-time Texas League list. I think Vasily Spanos was hit 26 times. Swing little looper out towards short. Muncy on the move. He'll haul it in. Ripken Reyes pops out to Max, moving to his left to the edge of the outfield grass. Two men down. Here's Jackson Merrill. Flew out to left field on a first pitch swing his first time. Joe Elvis Del Rosario with the first pitch. Oh, and that hit him. So Jackson Merrill, boy, and he hits the deck. That got him, I think, in the side of the knee, and he is still down, understandably. Boy, that, man, you know that hurts. Manager Luke Montz coming down from the third base coaching box. He'll visit, and I think, yeah, the athletic trainer going to come out as well. David Bryan will come out and talk to him. Jackson says he's okay now, but, man, that had to have just hurt like heck when it got him. Did just barely got a second look at the replay. I think it got him on the knee, so the outside edge of the knee, man. So hit batsman, one on and two men down. And here's Michael De La Cruz, who doubled his first time up. Joe Elvis out of Santiago in the Dominican Republic. Turned 22 right about opening day. Spent a little time on the injured list, but he's been with Lansing the entire season until now. Pitch swung and hit high in the air near the plate. Shane McGuire, he will make the catch. Shane, I won't tell anybody that ball bobbled on the glove just a little bit. Foul ball right at the plate or near it. And the inning is over. Shane McGuire handling the pop-up. So it's no runs or hits, no errors, and a man left on base. And, boy, a somewhat similar game to last evening. The teams played a 1-0 contest last night. And after three, with totals coming up and a little trivia on the way, Village Car Wash score through three. Rockhounds 2, Missions nothing.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969. More than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summer is brought your way by Oxy.
Well, the hands of Frankenstein, the couple together, and they lead this game 2-0. Rockhounds have two runs on one hit and have left three men on base. San Antonio, no runs on two hits, a pair of doubles, in fact, and they have left three men on base as well. Game has been errorless. Caden Trankel to lead it off as we go to the top half of the fourth inning. For the Rockhounds, it'll be 6, 7, and 8 in the order. Trankel, Winkler, and Yamauchi to face the tall right-hander Michelle Baez. Ball hit well in the air, right field toward the corner. That will sink and drop into the corner it goes. That's going to be a double for Caden, or is he going to continue? He is going to, nope, going to put on the brakes. Made a big wide turn. There was nobody right at the bag at second, so it was safe to do so. But a leadoff double, Caden Trankel. So before I can tell you the totals and even get them into books, they have changed. Rockhounds with their second hit of the game. Well, this means absolutely nothing, but last night and tonight there have been 11 base hits total between the two teams, and seven of them are doubles. Useless, but kind of cool. One on, nobody down. Here's Jack Winkler. Caden with a double with Winkler hitting behind him. Let's see what the duo does in this game. Stretch and pitch by Baez, and that's right down the middle. Fastball strike from the 6'8 right-hander. Well, Caden and Jack in their last two games hitting back-to-back at this point in the order. Went 4-for-8 and 4-for-9. And they have scored a run and driven in a run this game with a walk, a single, and a double. Pitch down and in, one ball, one strike. And again, that is undoubtedly completely meaningless, but they've been pretty good when hitting in tandem in the order. Trinkle, a base runner. Caden will take the lead off second base. 1-1 count. Jack Winkler waits. Little flare single his first time up that drove in the game's first run. Takes down and away, and that will get away back to the backstop, and that one will be a wild pitch. So a runner at third and a 2-1 count as Michael Baez let that one get away, and on the wild pitch it is a runner at third. Nobody out in the infield will have to come in. Top of the fourth inning, fifth game of the series. Rockhounds lead the set 3-1. They won the first three ball games with offense largely front and center. That extended a win streak to 7. The Mission snapped that last night with a 1-0 victory in game 4. Jack Winkler waits at the plate, runner at third, infield in at the corners, middle depth up the middle, and the pitch is down and away, 3-1. Casey Yamauchi is on deck. Brian Buelvas is in the hole. Teams wrap this series tomorrow afternoon, 1:05. We expect the return of Ryan Cusick from the development list. I don't think he's been officially added to the roster yet, but there is a spot waiting for him. The 3-1 pitch. Swung on, rip, left side, base hit. I'm telling you, Trinkle and Winkler. Bobby put him in the lineup back-to-back every day. That is kind of cool stuff. And that, by the way, was a line shot base hit. His first one was a little flare. Not so much this one. That's a line drive base hit. So Jack Winkler's 20th and 21st RBIs of this season. And that's going to be it for Michelle Baez. So he gave up a hit batsman and a walk when he came in. No damage done, but now a run on back-to-back base hits. So the Missions will go to the bullpen, be a runner at first base with nobody out here in the fourth inning. And this game now a 3-0 game. So to double-check, make sure the uniform numbers are correct. Happens often when you have a specialty jersey night, as is the case here. Mentioned it's Star Wars night in San Antonio, so there are times when jersey numbers get swapped around. So, right-hander out of the Mission's bullpen, and that looks like Raul Brito, so that is correct. Brito on the pitch. We've seen him once in this series. And he will face Casey Yamauchi with Brian Buelvas on deck. Base runner is Jack Winkler on the RBI single. 1900, I know it's a million years ago. A guy named Rube Waddell, now he went on to become a Hall of Famer. Waddell was a really good pitcher. But you kind of wonder how he even got to the major leagues. He was pitching in the Western League. And Milwaukee, that might actually, it says Western League on my note from nationalpastime.com, but they also said he was playing the White Sox. Doesn't matter. It was a doubleheader. And his manager was the legendary Connie Mack before he became the legendary Connie Mack. And Milwaukee, you see, had a doubleheader playing the White Sox. I'll go back and look at that. I can't do it during the ball game, but I'll go back and look. That sounds like a major league game to me. Doesn't matter what the relationship between Connie Mack and Rube Waddell was pretty interesting. Milwaukee swept the doubleheader, 2-1 and 1-0, so they got some really good pitching. And they did from one guy. Toss to first base. Now we'll chase Jack Winkler back to the bag. Jack has not run a great deal since coming to the Rockhounds, but was 19 of 22 in stolen bases with Lansing, so he's very capable on the base paths. Pitch is swung on and fouled away. 0-1 to Casey Yamauchi. Struck out after pretty good battle his first time around against Jairo Iriarte. Two-thirds of an inning will be all for Michelle Baez in this game. Two hits, one run. He's responsible for the man on. A walk, a hit. That's been in a wild pitch. Ground ball is short. That's going to be two. Reyes flips to second and on to first. Double play. Casey hit it sharply, but right at Reyes. So 6-4-3. And so just that quickly, Brito comes on. Gets a double play. And that will leave bases empty and two men down. The other batter is Brian Buelvas, a strikeout victim his first time up. So Raul Brito on in relief. There's a fastball swung on and missed, 0-1. Brian, right-handed hitter in the number 9 spot. He's a center fielder. Pitch swung on, popped up, and that'll be out in the outfield grass, barely behind second base, and Reyes will glove that with ease. So, boy, Brito comes in and talk about shutting things down. Gets a 6-4-3 double play and a pop out to shortstop. But Messrs. Trinkle and Winkler, hello, how are you? One run, two hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We go to the bottom half of the fourth in San Antonio, and our Village Car Wash score of the game now reads the Rockhounds 3. In the San Antonio Missions, nothing.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Daniel Johnson leads it off. We go to the bottom half of the fourth inning in San Antonio. Joe Elvis, Bill Rosario fires his first pitch, and that one sails on him up and away. Daniel Johnson, Marcos Castagnon, and Juan Fernandez face the right-hander in his double-A debut. Big swing and a miss, good breaking ball in. Count goes 1-1. Hounds, 3 runs, 3 hits. Missions, no runs, 2 hits. Game errorless at this point. Delivery swung on and missed. Boy, same pitch. Same location, a swing and a miss, 1-2. By the way, Amarillo is leading Arkansas 4-2, top of the fourth inning. Travs have only 1 hit. Boy, they have just struggled over their last, 20 games. Kirby swung and ripped into the right field corner. Boy, on an 0-2 pitch, Johnson sends that ball into the corner, tracking it down, getting there in a hurry and getting there nicely is Caden Trinkle, but that's a leadoff double. So 3 base hits for the Missions. They are all 2 base hits. Leadoff double in the bottom of the fourth inning on a 1-2 pitch. First pitch missed. He got ahead, though, did Joe Elvis with a 1-2 count, but Johnson just turned on it again. He's a guy with a lot of experience. So the Hounds, 3-0 lead now in some jeopardy as Marcos Castagnon stands in, struck out swinging his first time up. Castagnon in 30 games in the missions, very solid at 287. Sends one to third base. That'll be handled by Drew Swift on the run. Throws and got him. Boy, a little bouncer. Love to get a second look at that. Just pounded it out in front of home plate. That just took that big long hop, and it ended up right by the bag at third. So Castagnon, a first pitch swing, nicely handled by Drew, made the throw across the diamond for the out, and it's one down with the runner holding at second. And here's Juan Fernandez. Doubled his first time up. One on, one out, fourth inning. Look at second, pitch by Del Rosario inside, almost brushed him. One ball and no strikes. Fernandez at the plate, Connor Hollis is on deck. Fernandez, right-handed hitter, solid hitter, 268. Good amount of double-A experience. Swings and misses, good breaking pitch away from the right-hander Del Rosario. Daniel Johnson, who can run a little bit, he's got 21 steals. He's on at second base. And he'll draw a throw as Joe Elvis thinking the same thing, turned and looked that way. Joe Elvis in 2018 made his debut with the Pirates organization. He was in the Dominican Summer League in 18 and 19, and of course, 2020 went away. So in 2021, he came to the Gulf Coast League. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Good breaking ball away. It's 1-2. Pitched in just 12 games that season. And really got things going. Made 20 appearances in 2022 with single-A Bradenton. And then was claimed off waivers, came to the A's organization, moved up to advanced A with Lansing, and now with the double-A Hounds. Right-hander looks out at second base, comes to the plate. Ball hard hit, but foul, sharply hit between the bag and the box on the third base side. Foul ball, 1-2. Career ERA, very solid, 3.82. And his numbers with Lansing, just remarkable. At home, 8 games, 7.22 ERA. On the road with the Lansing Lugnuts, 3.09 in 11 games. Pitch, chopper, up the middle, high hop. Handled by Yamauchi, sets, throws, and got it. Boy, that's a big, high Baltimore chop. Casey was there, made a good play. Boy, you just got to set your feet and wait for it. Can't do anything more. And Johnson will come to third, but it occurs on the second out of the inning. Big, high bouncer to Casey at second, almost at the bag. Now Connor Hollis, runner at third base, two men down, bottom of the fourth. Hounds lead 3-0. Hollis bounced out to Casey Yamauchi at second base, his first time up. Pitch by Joe Elvis, got the outside corner at the knees. Well, that's perfectly spotted. Not much you can do with that pitch, 0-1. Stadium lights starting to take more effect now. We get into the evening time. Sky is a deeper evening blue. A blue-gray tint. Here's a stretch and pitch. Swung on, lifted in the air. Right field, Caden Trinkle on the move. Will he get there? He will. Tracks it down toward the line. Caden Trinkle makes the play. So through four innings, welcome to Double-A Baseball, Joe Elvis Del Rosario. No runs in this inning on a leadoff double. So a nice bit of escape work there by the Rockhounds and the right-hander. We've played four. Village Car Wash score in the Alamo City. Hounds 3, Missions nothing.
If you love H-E-B but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
C.
Saturday evening baseball from San Antonio, Texas. Thanks so much for spending part of your evening with us on Rockhounds Radio. Bob Hart's at Nelson Wolf Stadium. Man, you and I have been coming here since 1994. It's the year this ballpark was built. The Mission's moved from old B.J. Keefe Stadium, part of St. Mary's University here in town. That was a long, long time ago. So we've been coming here a while. Now, second and final visit of the season to San Antonio. Missions will be the final home opponent for the Rockhounds, and that will be September 5th through 10th. It will be fascinating to see where everything shakes out by that time. Top of the order, Drew Swift here in the top of the fifth inning. Picks up and in for a ball, one ball and no strikes. Useless statistic, but there have been 13 hits in the last two games total, and nine of them have been doubles. Means, I'm sure, absolutely nothing. Drew takes down and away, two balls, no strikes. Drew Swift, Max Muncy, and Shane McGuire. Drew is 0 for 2 with a fly out to center, and he struck out looking. Pitch right down the middle, called strike from Raul Brito. Boy, he came in and shut things down. Got three outs on four pitches after the Hounds had a run on the board with no outs and a man on base. Pitch to the corner. That's called strike. Two balls, two strikes to the Hounds' third baseman. Brito looking in has the sign. Delivery breaking pitch just dropped low. A big roundhouse breaking pitch. And the count goes 3-2. Drew Swift, right-handed hitter. Moves that bat a little bit over the right shoulder as he waits. 3-2 pitch, ground ball, right side, got a chance, base hit. And Drew Swift, after losing a 9-game hit streak last night, goes opposite way here, inside out swing on a 3-2 pitch and punches a base hit through on the right side. One man down for Max Muncy. Back to strikeout and a hit by pitch in this game. Facing right-hander Raul Brito. He was also out of the Dominican Republic, as were both of tonight's starters. Ivo Iriarte now out of the game for the Missions, and again making his Double-A debut, Joe Elvis Del Rosario. Brito has been around a while. Again, one of the guys signed very young, swinging a high foul ball out of play off Max's bat, 0-1 to Max Muncy. Raul signed it originally in 2016 by the Miami Marlins. Sounds like a long time ago. He's only 26. The swing and a miss. When Max goes after the fastball, comes up empty, 0-2. So Raul with experience. Not a lot yet at the Double-A level, so again, he's come up the ladder slowly. Backup pitch did get him called third strike. Boy, Jared Higdon is our home plate umpire. We've not seen him, or if we have, very sparingly. He's a substitute umpire, and my goodness, that call took a while. Pitch looked pretty good, but there was nothing for a moment. I'm sure he verbalized it. But there was no physical motion, and finally got the strike three. So Max Muncy out on strikes. Brito gets him looking, and here's Shane McGuire. Shane over one with a walk. Swings ground ball, and it is caught by the first baseman. De La Cruz goes to second for one. The relay, they got him! Ah, what a play by De La Cruz. He had a key error earlier in this series, and I mean, that was tremendous. Sharp one-hopper. Reached up, left his feet, made the play, threw to second for one, and Reyes's return was in time. And that'll go 3-6-1. That was absolutely terrific. So Michael De La Cruz comes up with a tremendous defensive play. No runs on a base hit. No errors and one man, no man left on base on the double play. So Joe Ellis will go back to the mound. And Michael De La Cruz dropped a pop-up that extended the seventh inning opening night in this series, and the Rockhounds went on to score four more times in the inning, and they took a 5-4 lead when the inning should have been over. So Michaels, I'm sure, had that on his mind, but, man, he comes back with two or three really good. There have been a lot of really good defensive plays in this series and a few that have been better than good. Boy, that was one of them. I owe you some trivia. Let me wrap that up. Rube Waddell, who would go on to a big-time big league career. This was 1900. It was the year before the American League was born, so it was Milwaukee against the White Sox. I went back and looked that up. And Rube Waddell was pitching for Milwaukee against the White Sox, and he won the first game 2-1, went all the way. And that was a pretty good game. It went 17 innings. So Rube Waddell, a 17-inning complete game win, the opener of a doubleheader. So Connie Mack goes up to him and says, we need you to pitch the second game as well. Now, of course, nowadays, I mean, first of all, no way, and you know where. So Rube Waddell pitches a 17-inning, 2-1 game in the first game, and Connie Mack coaxes him into pitching the nightcap. What does he do? A 1-0 win. So Rube Waddell pitches the entire doubleheader. The first game goes 17 innings. He gives up one run, I'm guessing in 26 innings. And what was it that Connie Mack used to coax him into pitching game two after he'd thrown 17 innings in the first game? Was it a $5 gold piece, a few days off to go fishing, or a deal on an automobile? You go to the bottom of the fifth. Here's Juan Zabala, swings and fouls one straight back, 0-1 facing Joel Elvis Del Rosario. Zabala, Howland up top for Ripken Reyes. Was it a $5 gold piece, a few days off to go fishing, or a deal on an automobile, a St. Louis gasoline buggy? What was it that Connie Mack used to entice Rube Waddell to pitch both games of a doubleheader after throwing 17 innings in the opener, and he comes back and throws a shutout? Here's the 1-0. Right down the middle, called strike 1-1. National League was already going at that time. The American League, as we know it, was born in 1901, so this was Milwaukee and the White Sox in the old Western League. Pitch sails up and in for a ball, 2-1 the count. Joe Elvis working at a pretty brisk pace. 2-1. Zabala waits. Flew out to deep left his first time. Swing and a miss. He almost drops to a knee on that swing. 2-2. Is he out? Out on strikes. Beg your pardon. Scoreboard had that as a 2-1 count. It was 1-2. Well, the umpire had one wrong earlier. Scoreboard had this one wrong, and I went right along with him. So a strikeout, just the second of the game for Joe Elvis. And here is Corey Howell, and he will take ball one. Drew Swift cheating in a little bit at third base. Corey flew out to fairly deep center field his first time up. Brian Buelvas tracked it down. Tried to bunt, drops it down. It's a good one. Charging. Swift makes the play and the throw, and he got him. Oh, terrific play by Drew Swift. Boy, back-to-back top and the bottom of this fifth inning. Just tremendous defense. That was a gorgeous bunt. And Swift made the play full tilt through on the run. That's just a thing of beauty. Now, two men down, and here is Ripken Reyes, top of the order. He's 0 for 2. Again, we'll condense this. His next hit by pitch is an all-time minor league record for a single season. The pitch swung on and fouled away. 0-1 count. Well, 1900, Connie Mack, things, I guess, were much simpler then. How did he get Rube Waddell to pitch both ends of a doubleheader after going 17 innings in the first game? Pitch way up high for a ball, 1-1. Did he offer him money, a $5 gold piece? That would have been a bunch of money in 1900, but no. Wasn't an automobile. I went back and looked. Yeah, there were cars around in 1900, including the St. Louis gasoline buggy. I love it. Pitch swung on it, fouled away, 1-2. But no, he didn't offer him a St. Louis gasoline buggy. They were probably pretty hard to come by. No, all it took for legendary Connie Mack and legendary Rube Waddell, Rube pitched the second game of the doubleheader. You can go fishing for a few days. He did, and he did, and he threw a shutout. 1-2 pitch, punched, foul. National pastime doesn't include precisely the number of innings in game two, but it was at least seven, and he pitched 17 in the first inning. So Rube Waddell went somewhere between 24 and 26 innings, gave up one run, and then went fishing. Pitch down and in. Did that hit him? It did. And, folks, that is, or they say, they're saying a walk on the board. I don't think so. The board has a walk, but no, the count is 2-2. Wow. Umpires are going to discuss, so it didn't hit him, and he's going to come back to the plate. The only way he could have gone to first was if he was hit by a pitch, and now Luke Montz wants to know what's going on, so, and Ripken Reyes wants to know. So, question here, the scoreboard flashed walk. That's incorrect. Reyes is walking back to first base. Well, I kind of hope this isn't a hit by pitch. That's so anticlimactic to set an all-time minor league record. The umpires will discuss. And, oh, Ripken's going to come back to the plate. So I think it's just a 2-2 count, and now Luke Montz wants to know and can't blame him. Boy, I've never seen that. We've already had the count missed one time. Now, the scoreboard and I were wrong on the last batter, but earlier on, a 3-2 pitch was a ball, and Jared lost track of the count. And here, Ripken Reyes was sent to first base on what was a 1-2 pitch. The only question was, did it hit him? And apparently it didn't, so it should be 2-2 with nobody on and two men down. Boy, that's, I don't know if I've ever seen that. So the correct count, yes, scoreboard and I are in agreement. This time the scoreboard and I are right. It's 2-2. And now back to it. Pitch from Del Rosario outside for a ball, 3-2. Of course, now if the baseball powers that be are as persnickety as they often are, he'll draw the walk anyway or get hit by the pitch, which would indeed be a new minor league single-season record. 3-2 the count. Ripken Reyes is the batter. Base is empty. Two down, bottom of the fifth. Hounds three. Missions nothing. Reyes waits. Pitch by Del Rosario. Down and in. Did it hit him? I think it did. It did. That is a new minor league single season record. Ripken Reyes hit by a pitch for the 44th time on the season. Would have been ball four, but it hit him. Man, that is something. So it's one on and two men down. I'll confirm it on the box score. Again, that was a 3-2 pitch. So, yep, hit by a pitch, all-time record. Surpassing Carlos Quentin, who was a tremendous player in the Diamondbacks organization. See where that got him. Oh, again, going to get a replay on it. Got him on the shin. Oh, man, that hurts now. That's going to hurt all the more tomorrow. Here's Jackson Merrill. He was hit by a pitch his first time. Well, we saw a little minor league history. You know, that covers a lot of ground, folks. Minor league baseball history is about 130 years. That's Texas League. Missions have one of their bits of signage. In fact, one of their logos says, since 1888. And that is the case. They were a part of the Texas League when it began. And almost every year since, pitched down and in for a ball, 1-0. So minor league baseball goes back to 1888, and Ripken Reyes just set a record. Hit by a pitch 44 times. Man, he's still hanging around. Delivery swung on a sliced foul by Merrill into the left field corner out of play. One ball and one strike. Boy, guy tried to make a barehanded catch. Ouch. Now, that ball traveled about 300, 320 maybe. It was in foul territory, and the guy tried to make the catch on the fly, and it was a line drive. I admire the bravery. I question the wisdom. Pitch swung on. That is laced into left center field. That's a base hit. That's going to drive home a run. Reyes will come around second. They will wave him home, and the missions are on the board. Jackson Merrill, another double. Sliding it is Reyes. I guess that's only appropriate. 3-1. The Rockhounds lead down to a couple of runs. Jackson Merrill, boy, he has got a really nice swing of the bat. RBI double in the left center field went the opposite way. So the hit by pitch comes back and turns into the game's first run for the Missions. And Merrill on its second for Michael De La Cruz. Again, it's just a ridiculous stat that that's 14 hits in the two games last night and tonight, so we're a game and a half, 14 hits, 10 doubles, the other four singles. De La Cruz will be the batter. Hounds are going to have a battery and infield meeting on the mound, so seven guys right now on the hill. Michael De La Cruz will be the batter. 3-1 the score here in the fifth for Jackson Merrill, his 22nd run batted in. And he and Max Muncy both drafted out of high school as shortstops. Very high profile. They are both 20 years of age playing in Double A. Max is 0-for-2 in the game, so he'll be a little under 300. Came in at 301. Merrill is 1-for-2, came in at 303. Called strike 0-1 to Michael De La Cruz, who made the tremendous play a moment ago and a few minutes ago, and that play is all the bigger now. Rockhounds might have had more on the board. De La Cruz with a terrific play that started a 3-6-1 double play. Pitch to the outside edge is wide, and the count goes 1-1. Left-handed hitter is De La Cruz. He's a switch hitter, batting from the left side against the right-hander. Del Rosario's pitch, down and in ball two. 2-1. So with two men out in the fifth inning, Ripken Reyes makes minor league history being hit by a pitch. And Jackson Merrill brings him home with a double. It's 3-1, and the Hounds bullpen will begin to loosen. Looks like Jack Cushing. Pitch swung on and missed. Good off-speed pitch. Foul tip, 2-2. There's also always multiple guys whenever you get the bullpen going, and Jack is warming. So, boy, his last two starts have been outstanding, but he's gone to the bullpen now as Jack Cushing. Bullpens are in play, so in this case you have the bullpen catcher. Did that foul ball get Jared Higdon, or did it get the catcher? No, it got the catcher, Juan Zabala. Boy, it's been tough behind home plate tonight. Foul tip got the catcher. He's on his... His haunch is now down to his knees behind the plate. So Shane McGuire got hit by that, and Jake Ruthier comes out to visit with him. And boy, Shane just taking a moment. I said Zabala, didn't I? I'm sorry, Shane, of course, is behind the plate. When Jared Higdon, our home plate umpire, again, what, six pitches into the game, was hit by a foul tip. And this time, that one is a just foul tip, a little redirect, and Shane McGuire hit the deck, but he will try to shake that off, as catchers do. And here's the 2-2 now. De La Cruz waits. Pitched by Del Rosario, and he got him. Swing and a miss, up and in. The inning comes to an end, but I guess it's fair. You make minor league history and leads to a run, and that's probably the way it ought to be. One run, one hit, no errors, one man left on base. And where Ripken Reyes is minor league baseball's all-time prince of plunkage. 44 times hit by a pitch, and he turns it into a run. We have played five. We're in San Antonio, and after five complete, Village Car Wash score, Rockhounds 3, and the Missions 1.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got two all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who could say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Game five of the series, and the Hounds on top, 3-1. Yet offense dominant in the first three games, or fairly dominant anyway, but it's been pitching and defense largely. Last night, tonight, we've already seen really good D again in this game. Rockhounds lead 3-1. The difference, a two-run second inning in which the Hounds really Frankensteined a pair of runs together. Lazaro Armenteros hit by a pitch, and again, very scary. It was up and in and got him, I think, deflected off the shoulder and then got him in the left side of the face. Lazaro did walk off under his own power, but came out of the game. That did turn into a run, and here is Saeed Valenzuela, who took Lazaro's spot as a pinch runner, takes a called strike 0-1, stayed in the game, of course, in left field. Cameron Masterman and Caden Trinkle will follow here in the Rockhound 6, the 3-1 game. Caden Trinkle drew a one-out walk in that inning. Pitch down and away, ball one, 1-1 to Saheed. Jack Winkler sent a little flare base hit into left. That brought home Saheed. And later a balk and a passed ball, allowing the second run to score. Swung on, sent left side, got a chance, base hit toward the line. Saheed will make the turn. He's coming for two. There may be a play. Throw on a hop, not going to get him. He got around the tag. Now, from the fans' standpoint, that looked like they might have gotten him, but the throw was on the home plate side of the bag, and Saheed slid to the backside of it, so lost a six-game hit streak last night. Comes right back with a double into the left field corner here, Saheed Valenzuela. Second base hit allowed by Raul Brito. I don't know if that's a sound effect or there's a jet plane somewhere nearby. Well, there probably is. Got Air Force bases here. Cameron Masterman stands in. That ball got off the glove, but blocking it is Zabala to the third base side, so Saheed cannot move up one ball, no strikes. Well, okay, stupid stat continues. There have been 15 hits last night and tonight, and 11 of the 15 are doubles. Visit to the mound here from catcher Juan Zabala. So including that one from Saheed, Rockhounds 3 runs, 5 hits. Missions 1 run, 4 hits. The Hounds, Trinkle and Winkler, double and RBI single back-to-back leading off the fourth. And that was the play that was followed by a 6-4-3 double play. Two double plays have been very big for the Missions, twice denying the Rockhounds a run or not allowing them to get more in an inning. Backup pitch, called strike, Cameron. Count goes 1-1. The 6-4-3 double play came with one on and nobody down after the Hounds had scored a run. The 3-6-1 was brilliant with one on and one man down to the fifth. 1-1 count. It's way inside, way off speed, but the count goes 2-1. Cameron has struck out and, boy, hit the ball sharply, but a line drive that hung up enough that Corey Howell, the center fielder, grabbed it. And that ended the third inning. So the Hounds lead 3-1. Ripken Reyes hit by a pitch. Jackson Merrill drives him in the bottom of the fifth for San Antonio. Pitch low and away for a ball, 3-1. Cameron, right-handed hitter, 338 in 19 games with the Hounds. Very calm, upright stance, hands about letter high as he sets up. He brings him up a little pitch. Outside and low, ball 4. So two men on, Cameron Masterman with a walk. So Cameron has now reached base in 14 consecutive games. And I was missing one in his streak, by the way. He had a game in which he played in the game but did not have an at-bat. And in the game before that, he had reached base, and I did not count that in on the streak. So it's now 14 games in which he's reached base, 14 consecutive. Hits in 12 of the 14. Looking to bunt, taking the strike is Caden Trinkle. 0-1. Caden has walked and doubled, scored both times. Jack Winkler on deck. Caden already showing bunt. First and second, nobody out. And he popped it up. Zabala couldn't make the play. Ball off his glove. Boy, I tried to make the play and reach for it, but could not get there. 0-2 is the count. Boy, that's a tough play. He's on the move. And again, when catchers are moving, and I mean, he was running. You got to remember, they're in full gear. And that's when Juan will tell you he will think he should have made the catch, and you can make an argument for that, but not enough for that to be an error. So it's 0-2 to Caden. We'll see if Hounds will ask him to try again. No balls, 2 strikes, missing the bunt a couple of times. First and second, nobody down, 3-1 in the sixth inning. The Rockhounds with a 2-run edge. Trinkle not showing bunt, takes just outside, 1-2. Final of the series tomorrow, 1:05 first pitch. Hounds will head for home and host Frisco. The Rough Riders come to Rocky Town beginning Tuesday through Sunday. And now Caden will step out. 1 week from tonight, It'll be a Saturday night. I did some studying on it. Yeah, Saturday night. Rockhounds will be home. We will salute Permian Basin first responders and post-game fireworks 1 week from tonight at Rocky Town. Stretch and pitch. Outside. That's ball two. 2-2. Leadoff double. Saeed Valenzuela. A walk to Cameron Masterman. Count 2-2 to Caden Trinkle. Left-handed hitter straight away in the box. Wheels the bat around a couple of times as he waits. He comes set. Rocks that bat. Two balls, two strikes. Stretch and pitch. Chopper back up the middle. And that is going to be backhanded for an out at second base. Throw to first, not in time. Good play by Hollis. Connor Hollis, ranging to his right, made that play on a long hop and made the catch on the short hop. Stepped on the bag for the four unassisted putout. So one runner does move up. Caden reaches on the fielder's choice. First and third, one man down, and the batter is Jack Winkler. A pair of singles. One was a little flare in the left. That drove in the first run of the game. And a solid single up the middle that drove in Caden Trinkle again, this time in the fourth inning after Caden had led off with a double. First and third, one man down. Middle infield, a double play depth. Cheating in at third is Fernandez, holding on the runner at first, De La Cruz. And a bunt attempt, fouled away, right back under us. And Jack Winkler trying to do the squeeze bunt, bring the runner home, but nope, fouled it back 0-1. Hounds getting creative. Juan Fernandez will take a couple of extra steps in now. He's right at the cut of the infield grass. Toss to first base will chase Caden Trinkle back. Been this way for a long time at this ballpark. The cut in the infield grass at the first and third base corners is a rectangle. Fernandez cheating in within that rectangle on the dirt. Breaking pitch down and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. Top of the sixth inning, Rockhounds lead this game 3-1. First and third, one man down. Tulsa is leading Frisco. Corpus Christi all over Northwest Arkansas. Pitch way up and in. Boy, squared to bunt. The pitch was high and tight. That's always a pulse-quickening moment. Arkansas has come back to tie Amarillo. That's a strange line score. Amarillo, 5 runs, 11 hits. Arkansas, 5 runs, 3 hits. But it's only the fifth inning, so that final score might be 29-28. Here's the 2-ball, 1-strike pitch, and that ball lifted high in the air, shallow left field. Good pitch, got in on him, barely on the grass. Ripken Reyes got it. Good pitch by Brito, really tied Jack up. He just popped that up, barely got onto the outfield grass. Two men down. The batter is Casey Yamauchi. First and third, the runners in a 3-1 ball game. Tulsa ahead of Frisco 4-2. They're about midway through that ball game. Springfield all over Wichita 11-2. North Division is going to be really entertaining over the last 4 weeks of this season. Wichita, boy, they find a way every way. They've taken over first place by a half game after a tough first half. Pitch swung on, lifted in the air to right field, but it's going to go right at Johnson. And the Hounds miss a chance here in the sixth. Fly ball to right field. Ends the threat. Boy, that was first and second. Nobody out. Can't ever allow or really can't let a chance like that go by, especially in a low-scoring game. No runs on a base hit, no errors. Two men are left on base. So we'll go to the bottom half of inning number six. And Joelvis Del Rosario going back to the mound. Middle of the sixth inning in San Antonio, our Village Car Wash score. The Rockhounds 3, the San Antonio Missions 1.
Internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to Astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinnamon Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy pool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
A couple of notes on our Astound Broadband Road to the Show. You've ever thought that success in the minor league level is always going to translate into the big leagues? Every once in a while, you see a note in baseball history. This is, in baseball terms, this being modern history, 1960. Daniel Johnson leads it off. Takes a strike on the outside edge from Joe Elvis, 0-1. Daniel Johnson, Marcos Castañon, and Juan Fernandez here in the sixth. 3-1 Hounds, pitched by Del Rosario. Woo, up away and back to the screen. Yeah, just a bit outside. 1960 Midwest League, guy named Bob Sprout. He threw a seven-inning no-hitter. Now, I love the math on this. It's possible it just doesn't sound right. But he threw a no-hitter. Very nice. Seven innings. Pitch down and in for a ball. 2-1. Pitching for the Decatur Commodores. They defeated the Waterloo Hawks in the Midwest League. 3-0. Pitch swung on. Fouled back. Bob Sprout was a young pitcher. 18. That's young. That was single A at that time, Midwest League. Bob Sprout was 18 years old, threw a seven-inning no-hitter, struck out 22 batters. Yeah, you can, but it's unusual. Here's the 2-2. Little chopper first base side that'll dribble foul. Of course, there are only 21 outs in a seven-inning game, but you can strike out more guys. Of course, errors and what have you, but he struck out 22 batters in a seven-inning game, which means basically every out was a strikeout, unless I'm misreading it. And according to nationalpastime.com, it was a seven-inning game. Backdoor pitch, boy, just wide, 3-2. Full count to Daniel Johnson. He has flown out to left in foul territory. That was Caden Trinkle at the time, and he doubled to right field his last time. Swings, ground ball, got a chance. Muncy dives, makes the play, into the grass, throws, but he won't get him. Oh, what a play by Max. That's a base hit, but that's a terrific play. Well, these teams, it was an error to start the game last night. The rest of the game was really well played defensively, and boy, this one has been as well. Max Muncy with a diving stop. But it's a leadoff base hit, and that'll bring up Marcos Castañon. One on, nobody down, bottom of the sixth inning. And the bullpen will get going again as Jack Cushing will again start to loosen. He will be ready very quickly. He's already been up in this game. Breaking pitch up and in for a ball. Off speed, high and tight to Castañon. Struck out in the second, bounced out to third base in the fourth inning. 3-1 Hounds, but the Missions with one on and nobody down in the sixth. Big bunch on hand here on this Star Wars night. Pitch, a breaking ball, swung on and missed. Really chased it, did Castañon. Count as one ball, one strike. Juan Fernandez on deck for the Missions here in the sixth. Jack Cushing has begun to throw again in the bullpen. Del Rosario into his sixth inning of work time called at the plate. Bob Sprout tosses that seven-inning no-hitter, strikes out every batter, unless NationalPastime.com is lying to us, and I don't think they are. That's a pretty good game, isn't it? 18 years of age. Did it translate into a big league career? Yes, kind of. 1-1 stretch. Pitch by Del Rosario. Breaking ball up high. Ball 2, 2-1. Bob Sprout appeared in one big league game. It was the very next year with the Angels. And never got back to the show after that. But boy, on this date, he was the strikeout machine on planet Earth. 22 whiffs in his seven-inning game. It swung on and missed. Boy, good fastball by Del Rosario. That had life a little bit of run on it. 2-2 count. Daniel Johnson, base runner, and he can go. That's 21 steals. Castañon, right-handed hitter. Drew Swift shading the line at third. Pitch swung on and missed. Got him. Del Rosario, that's a foul tip. Shane McGuire hangs on behind the plate. So not a bunch of strikeouts. Del Rosario is not a high strikeout guy. He's struck out four batters here in 5 1/3, unlike Bob Sprout on this day. One on, one man down, Juan Fernandez. He is doubled and bounced out on a nice play by Casey Yamauchi at second base. Del Rosario stretching pitch, swing and a miss. 0-1 the count. Fernandez at 268. Five home runs, 40 driven in. Runner at first, one man down, set by Joe Elvis. Rosario's pitch, ground ball, foul right through the third base coaching box, and it's 0-2. The ball's two strikes. So Fernandez back in with an 0-2 count. Base runner is Daniel Johnson. He's had another good game. He's 2-for-3 in this game. That was a single, which goes against the flow. Right-handed hitter waits. Del Rosario from the stretch. Outside corner target from Shane McGuire. Pitch right to the glove, but it's high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. We try to get him to chase just a bit. Right arm at his side, dangling a little bit as he now has the sign come set. One ball, two strikes. Del Rosario's leg kick and pitch. Up high, ball two, 2-2. Notice Corpus Christi getting the bats going tonight. Hooks have largely been struggling to score runs of late. They have 6 runs on 9 hits. They lead Northwest Arkansas 6-1 at Whataburger Field at the beach. 2-2 count set by Joe Elvis. 2-2 pitch. Got him. Called third strike at the knees. And Fernandez knew it. He walks away. Boy, Del Rosario just spotted a fastball right down the chute about knee high. 5 strikeouts for the right-hander. And that'll bring up Connor Hollis. 1 on and 2 down in the 6th. Hollis has bounced out the second, flew out to deep right field his last time up. Right-handed hitter. Drew Swift cheating in, edging in a little bit at third. Breaking pitch, outside corner, called strike, 0-1, just at the outside edge. Drew is shading toward the line at third base and is playing shallow. He crept in just a little bit before that last pitch. Outfield shallow for Hollis, although he hit it deep his last time. Delivery right down the middle, called strike two. Connor, right-handed hitter at 219. Asks for time and rewraps the batting gloves. Jack Cushing continuing to warm, so this almost assuredly last inning for Joe Elvis Del Rosario, and he would hope this will be his last batter in a positive way. 0-2 count from the belt. Runner takes his lead. Does Johnson pitch? Stays way high. 1-2. Leadoff infield single by Daniel Johnson. Despite the terrific effort from Max Muncy, he is terrific at shortstop. 1-2 set. Del Rosario for the 1-2 pitch. Down and away. Ball two. 2-2. Hollis not chasing after that breaking pitch. Down and away. Count is 2-2. Home plate umpire Jared Higdon reiterating the count. We've had some issues with the count in this game. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Punched foul. Good protective swing by Hollis. That pitch was probably ball three, but the operative word there is probably, and he reached for it and got a piece of it. Still 2-2. Juan Zabala would be next here in the Mission 6th inning. Hollis the batter, Daniel Johnson the base runner. 2-2, second time, stretch, kick and pitch, swing and a foul tip. Just dribbled away. Boy, got a tiny piece of it. Just enough to redirect it in and out of the glove. Boy, pitch really had him tied up, but Hollis redirected a foul tip. Just enough. He's still in there at 2-2. And Swift guarding the line, maybe by another half step or so at third base. 2-2. Third time, pitched by Joe Elvis, punched in the air, right field, on the move, Caden Trinkle reaches up, makes the catch on the move toward the right field corner. Boy, Caden Trinkle, that's not a web jam or anything really near it, but that was just another very good play in the outfield. He's been outstanding defensively in this series. He's done some damage tonight with the bat. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and a man left on base. So we're bound for the top half of the seventh inning. Saturday night baseball in San Antonio. Village Car Wash score of our game, the Rockhounds 3 and the Missions 1.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter-Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All-American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the seventh, boy, another good ball game between these two clubs. Teams have slapped some leather. Offense has been tough to come by last night and tonight. Rockhounds lead 3-1. Brian Blelbos then back to the top of the order for Drew Swift and Max Muncy. In the seventh inning, Raul Brito back to work. Brian 0 for 2. He has struck out and popped out to shortstop. Third baseman Fernandez cheating in against him. Takes, and that's a strike inside edge, 0-1. So six innings complete. Hounds three runs, five hits. Missions one run, five hits. No errors. Backup pitch and a good one. Off speed for a strike, 0-2. Brito throws a lot of off speed stuff, and boy, that was pitch that just got the inside edge and just stayed under the letters. Springfield has blasted Wichita 11-2. Springfield, Northwest Arkansas, and Wichita in a three-way fight at the top of the North Division in the second half, and that'll change things around a little bit. 0-2 count, stretch and pitch. Brito's delivery fouled away. Count 0-2. Brian, right-handed hitter, waits. Stretch and pitch by Brito. Drops just down low. One ball and two strikes. Brian looking for his first hit of this series. He's 0 for 13 against the Missions. Again, this is his 15th double-A game. So many numbers pretty low in that regard. Swing and a miss, but the ball gets back to the screen. Zabala will throw, but will he get him? No. So we'll see what that will be called. I think David's going to get a second look at this, our official score. Some really nice camera work here in San Antonio. We've had a set up in the main booth for a while, in fact, here in San Antonio. So Blelbos will reach. That's a strikeout for Brito. I think they're still trying to get a second look at the play. So here is Drew Swift. One on and one man down. Pitch to Drew. Boy, looked a bunt. That was way up and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. It'll go as a strikeout and a passed ball. Second pass ball in Zabala. Both of them, I think, are really kind of a 50-50 deal, but you no such thing as a passed pitch or a wild ball, so you got to charge it against somebody. So tough day for Juan Zabala behind the plate. One on and nobody down. Wilbos, the base runner. There's not a steal nor an attempt. A little breeze picking up here in San Antonio now. Noticeable. Swift looks to bunt. Takes up high. Ball two. And now Zabala out for a visit with pitcher Raul Brito. 3-1 Hounds, top of the seventh inning of this game. Mentioned the North, by the way, and Wichita with a half-game lead over Northwest Arkansas. Three-game lead over Springfield, but Springfield just chopped into that, beating the Wind Surge. Wichita has been in the playoffs each of the last two seasons, their first two in the league. 0-2 stretch, pitch, swung on and missed. Good fastball, two balls, one strike. We just came back with good old-fashioned fastball right there. Two balls, one strike. Wind Surge struggled in the first half. 51-60 overall. The second half, they've come on now. Pitch way up and in for a ball. Count goes 3-1. So Northwest Arkansas losing, at least not a final yet, but they are well behind at Corpus Christi. No, they're not. It's 6-5. Thank you very much. So the Naturals battling back at Whataburger Field. 3-1, pitch takes flight, down the middle, called strike at the knees, 3-2, just got there about knee-high. Full count, so decision here for the Rockhounds. Do you send Brian Wilbos from first base? He has the lead, 3-2 count. Drew Swift waits, runner not going, pitch swung on, bounced out towards short. Reyes will make the play, goes to second for one, on to first, they got it! Oh, that's the third, just tremendous double play in this ballgame. Juan Ripken Reyes, just a brilliant play. That had a chance to be a base hit, and instead he turns it into a 6-4-3 double play. That was really nicely turned. Love to get a second look. They're not going to show it. Oh, goodness, they ought to. That was a gem. And a good relay from Connor Hollis as well. So bases empty, two men down on the 6-4-3 beauty, and here is Max Muncy. Jack Cushing warming in the bullpen now for the Hounds, so he'll come on in the seventh. Bouncer foul. Max 0-for-2, a couple of strikeouts, and was hit by a pitch. So some personal business partially extended. 0-1 count, bases empty, two men out. It's the Max, ground ball left side, going to be handled by the third baseman Fernandez. Comes up throwing in, got him. Third double play turned by the Missions in this game. And, boy, I don't know which was better, the 3-6-1 or the 6-4-3. Two of the three they have turned have just been tremendous. No runs or hits. Base runner reaching on a strikeout and a pass ball, but nothing comes of that. Jack Cushing will jog in to pitch. Boy, and Joe Elvis has left the building, but he was very good. One run allowed in six innings in the double-A debut for Joelvis de los Santos. Del Rosario, I'm sorry, my goodness, never look at one name, say another. We'll give you Joelvis's number on the other side of our timeout. And a little non-Googleable trivia coming up. Jack Cushing on in relief of Joelvis de Rosario. And it's seventh inning stretch. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 3, Missions 1.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Joelvis del Rosario with a very impressive double-A debut. Goes six innings, five base hits, one run was earned. He did not walk a batter. He did hit two batsmen. struck out five. And he will be the pitcher of record at this point in time. Jack Cushing comes out of the bullpen for the Rockhounds. And he will face 8-9-1 in the San Antonio order in the bottom half of the seventh inning. Boy, Mission's defense has really been outstanding. And not that they were certainly nowhere near out of the game, but it has just kept the game a very tight one. Hounds have had some opportunities, and the Missions three times have turned double plays, two of them off the charts good. Juan Zavala leads it off, takes called strike from Jack. Did it get there or did it not? That was interesting. No, that's ball one. Jared Higdon turned, but did not call it a strike. Zavala asked the same thing. You want to know what the call was. Pitch this one up again, just wide. Same thing. Kind of turned the body as if you'd expect the right arm to come up and call it a strike, but nope, 2-0. Two pitches just off the outside edge. Cushing with a stretch and pitch, and that, boy, misses down low, ball 3-0. Zavala, Corey Howell, and then Ripken Reyes here in the home half of the seventh. Jack's pitch does get there, called strike inside edge. Count goes 3-1. Missions now have activity in the bullpen down the left field side. Again, bullpen's in play in this ballpark. 3-1 to count. Zavala has flown out to deep left field. That flirted with the wall back in the second and struck out. Cushing's pitch, that's a called strike, and the count goes full, 3-2. Both of those at bats, of course, against Joe Elvis Del Rosario. Drew Swift guarding the line at third. The pitch in the way to Zavala. Swing sends one right back up the middle of base hit. So the Missions just that quickly will bring the tying run to the plate here in the seventh inning. Little non-Googleable trivia for you. It's a classic. It really is. On this date, 1982, a guy named Pascual Perez, pitcher for the Atlanta Braves. And he missed his start for somewhat unusual reasons. I will give you three possibilities. If you know the story, it's still a good one. Corey Howell, the batter, he's 0-2. Drew Swift made a good play on him bunting last time. Swings and fouls, the pitch straight back 0-1. Not showing bunt here. Pascual Perez, why did he miss his start for the Braves on this date? Did he get lost driving to the stadium? Did he think the game was the next day? Or did he not realize he had been traded? Any one of the three would be good. 0-1 set, pitch by Jack. Down and away for a ball, one ball, one strike. Pascual Perez, Atlanta Braves. On this date a good long while ago. Cushing set, one on, nobody down. 3-1 game, pitch. Just off the corner. Two balls, one strike. And Jack's last two times out. Very good appearances each time as a starter. But now in the bullpen. Pitch, swung on and missed. Count evens at 2-2. Jack making his third appearance out of the bullpen. His first two have not gone well, but again, it's a tiny sample size, just 2 2/3 innings. Stretch and pitch, swing and a miss. Got him, comes right back with a fastball, and out on strikes is Corey Howell. One on, one out, and here is Ripken Reyes. Made history his last time up by getting hit by a pitch. 44th time, all-time minor league baseball record. Switch hitter batting from the left side. Juan Zavala, the base runner. Why did Pascual Perez miss that start on this date? Did he get lost driving to the stadium? Did he think the game was the next day? Or did he not realize he had been traded? Swing, pop foul into a pitch-black night sky off to the left. And that ball will bound away, find the concourse, and bound even further. 0-1 the count. So, did he get lost driving? Did he have a mental vapor lock, or did he not realize he had been traded? Well, he hadn't been traded, and he knew the game was that day. He just couldn't find the ballpark. It's absolute classic stuff. Here's swing and a miss. Boy, good life on that pitch. And Reyes comes up empty 0-2. And it's classic. He had just gotten his Georgia driver's license that day, Pascual Perez. So, got a brand new driver's license, and he can't find the ballpark. I know the feeling. A swing and a miss, down and in, off-speed pitch, and Reyes out on strikes. And that is a three-pitch whiff of a tough hitter. Two men down, runner at first base. Batter is Jackson Merrill, another tough hitter to be sure. He is 1-for-2 with an RBI double. Well, Pascual, he was all set to go, man. He had a new driver's license. He had the music, according to the story, blasting on his car radio. Swinging the ground ball down the right side. Got a base hit. Boy, Merrill, this kid is a tough hitter. Going to put runners at the corners. Throw will be cut off. First and third. Tying runs on base. And Michael De La Cruz, who has an RBI double, he is set to come to the plate. Base hit to right by Merrill. Boy, quite often he has been very aggressive. Went after the first pitch there. First and third, two men down, 3-1 game. De La Cruz in this ball game has a double in three trips. Merrill had the RBI double in the fifth, so Merrill is 2-for-3. De La Cruz doubled back in the first inning. He is 1-for-3. To give credit where credit is due. Pitch right down the middle, called strike. De La Cruz took that all the way, 0-1. Tying runs on base. Bottom half of the seventh inning, 3-1 Hounds. Switch hitter, De La Cruz, batting from the left side. Max Muncy has him shaded toward the bag at second base. Cushing comes set. Jack's pitch, swing and a miss. Good breaking pitch down and in. 0-2. Was snapped off and swinging strike two. Leadoff single, Juan Zabala. Two-out single, Jackson Merrill. Runners at the corners, two away. 0-2 count, set by Cushing. Jack with the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, lifted high in the air, left field. Saeed Valenzuela is there, short of the track. He's got it. And the Hounds escape. That's a serious threat by the Missions here in the seventh inning. But they come up empty. No runs, two base hits, no errors, and both men will be left on base. Finish that story real quick because it's really kind of cool. On the other side of our timeout, along with a look at the line score, we played 7 in the Alamo City Village Car Wash score. Hounds 3, Missions 1.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plans. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Second straight night, it's mostly pitching and defense. The Rockhounds take a 3-1 lead into the top half of the eighth inning. San Antonio. Missions go to the bullpen. Jason Blanchard, left-hander, is on the pitch. Through seven, Rockhounds 3 runs on 5 base hits, no errors, 3-5-0. And the Missions have 1 run, 7 hits, and no errors, 1-7-0. And the Missions have had the better of it at least a little bit in terms of the offense in this game. Boy, Raul Brito again goes deep out of the bullpen in this ballgame. Really nice to have a guy who can do that. He goes 4 innings, does Brito. Gives up 2 base hits, no runs. He walked 1 and struck out 2. And Jason Blanchard relieves him now as we go to the top half of the 8th. Shane McGuire will be the batter, and we have at the plate, Juan Zabala, maybe some he's got an issue of some sort. All of a sudden, manager and athletic trainer are out, but Juan now says he's okay. Also talking with a home plate umpire, not quite sure why. It looks like a discussion, not an argument. And now we are set to go. So something with Juan Zabala, but apparently he is okay. And we go to the top of the eighth. Difference in the game. Two runs really manufactured by the Hounds in the second inning. And in the top of the eighth inning, it's Shane McGuire to lead it off. 3-4 and 5 in the Hounds' order. Pitch from Blanchard. Called strike. Just got there about knee high. No balls, one strike. Shane thought that pitch might have missed. Hounds catcher. And he asked for his timeout. Shane 0 for 2 with a walk in the middle. Boy, he bounced into a double play that I know that's a negative stat for hitters, but wasn't his fault. Just a brilliant defensive play by first baseman Michael De La Cruz. Takes down and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Came with one on and one man down in the fifth. He sent a sharp one hopper at first, and De La Cruz backhanded it. Really just a good get just to get to the ball. Went to Ripken Reyes, turned into a 3-6-1 double play. One of three turned by the Missions, two of them exceptional. Pitch misses here, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Scoreboard has 1-1. Ah, come on now, fellas. Pitch on the way to McGuire, and that'll get there. Called strike. Yeah, count is 2-2. Scoreboard is behind him. Hey, our card was right. Okay. Umpires messed one up. Scoreboard and I have both messed one up, and this time I got it right. 2-2. Breaking pitch down and in. Count goes full to the Rockhounds catcher. Saeed Valenzuela, who replaced Lazaro Armenteros in the second inning. Lazaro hit by a pitch, side of the face, I think deflected off his shoulder, but either way, scary moment. The pitch, down and away. Another walk for Shane. Well, he's got a hit streak that is perhaps going by the boards, but again, reaches base. So one on and nobody down here in the seventh inning. Shane McGuire had a six-game hit streak coming in. He's 0 for 2, but he's walked twice in this game. And he had a .453 on-base percentage in those. That doesn't quite sound right. Let me double-check that. Better than that. Yeah, .552 on-base percentage in his last six with a hit in each game. Takes up high, does Saeed Valenzuela. With McGuire now the base runner. Shane, the last couple of weeks, has been really good at the plate. Valenzuela batting from the right side against the left-hander Blanchard. Takes down low for a ball, 2-0. Saeed lost a six-game streak himself last night. But he's 1-for-2 in this game. Scored a run as a pinch runner. Again, important to tell you, Lazaro left the ball game on his feet and under his own power. Here's the 2-2, up high, 2-0 rather, up high, ball three. Three balls, no strikes, one on, nobody down. But anytime you have a guy got hit in the side of the face, you just hope everything is okay. Doubt we would see him tomorrow. Here's the stretch and pitch, and that's a strike. The 3-0 gets there, three balls, one strike from Jason Blanchard. So the Hounds lead 3-1, ball game at the top of the eighth inning. Missions winning last night 1-0 in a only change of course for the Hounds. Swing of the foul straight back, count is full now to Saeed. Three balls, two strikes. Hounds had averaged 10.3 runs a game over their last nine coming into last night. And, of course, the final score, Missions 1, Rockhounds nothing. Baseball is goofy. Saeed waits. McGuire not going. Left-hander delivers. Swing and a miss. Got him. Now, Valenzuela isn't a real easy guy to strike out, but he was a little overmatched on that upper zone fastball. Let it fly and a high fastball. Swing and a miss. One on, one out. Here's Cameron Masterman. He has struck out, lined out to center, and walked in three trips. On base now in 14 consecutive games for Cameron to correct that streak. I was shorting him a game. Takes outside for a ball, 1-0. real quick on this day, Pascual Perez, the Braves pitcher, couldn't find the ballpark. He's 25. He's native of the Dominican Republic. He had just gotten his Georgia driver's license that day, so he had the music blasting in his car, and he gets in the car and starts heading for Fulton County Stadium, swinging a foul back. It's 1-1. Someone had told him to take I-85 from his apartment to the ballpark, but he got on I-285 instead. Now, it should have taken him about 20 minutes to get from his apartment to the ballpark. Instead, he drove for more than 3 hours. Here's the stretching pitch and a swing and a miss. Count 1-2 to Cameron, right-handed hitter. He drove for about 3 hours, about 2.5 times around what is called the perimeter in Atlanta. He drove about 150 miles in circles around the city, eventually realizing he was running out of gas and out of time. Pitch, down low for a ball, check swing, did not go, 2-2. Well, I am one that if it were not for GPSs, man, I'll end up on Mars myself. So I know that bit, but my goodness, that's a long time. Missed the start. A little bit later, the Braves, his teammates, gave him a jersey with the uniform number I-285. Pitch down and in, ball 3-3-2. So he's gone full to all three batters in this inning as Jason Blanchard. 3-1 Rockhounds, top of the eighth inning. Count is full. Shane McGuire was not running in the previous 3-2. He got a left-hander on the mound, so not likely to go. And he is not. Pitch, chopped back toward the hill. He'll come to first. Throw for the out. So runner advances to second, but on the second out of the inning, and the batter will be Caden Trinkle. Caden is 1-for-2, walked and scored in the second inning, his first at bat. Doubled leading off the fourth and scored. And in each case, Jack Winkler driving him in. These two have been good when hitting in tandem. Very short sample size, but they really have. Here is Caden, left-handed hitter. One man on and two men down. 3-1 Hounds in the eighth inning. Lefty-lefty matchup. Blanchard hit the outside corner. Boy, tough pitch, 0-1. Base runner Shane McGuire led the inning off with a walk. Trinkle waits, waves the bat a little, takes one right down the middle, strike two. So Blanchard gone 3-2 to the first three batters of the inning. But, boy, he jumps ahead 0-2 here. Caden batting from the left side. Lefty-lefty matchup. Pitch by Blanchard. Swing and a miss. Got him. Well, Rockhounds miss an opportunity for the second consecutive inning, getting a guy on base, nobody out. But Missions keep this a two-run ball game. So we are bound for the bottom half of the eighth in San Antonio. Village Car Wash score of our game will remain. Rockhounds 3 and the San Antonio Missions 1.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
in the last half of the eighth inning. San Antonio down by a 3-1 count. They will send the middle of the order up there. Daniel Johnson will be the leadoff batter. Then Marcos Castagnon and Juan Fernandez. Rockhounds with leadoff man on in each of the last couple of innings, but the lead remains a 3-1 game. Daniel Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game. Ripped a double in the fourth inning and an infield single, despite a great effort by Max Muncy. His last time up in the sixth. He takes strike call from Cushing on the inside corner. Count goes 0-1. Missions have left eight men on. Rockhounds have left six and bounced into three double plays. A swing and a miss. Foul ball, actually. 0-2 the count to Johnson. Only two of the double plays. The GIDP, ground into double play, is not a stat that hitters like to have in their column, of course, but, boy, two out of the three, that was just defense more than anything else. Both of those, two of the three could have been base hits very easily. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him. Jack Cushing with a strikeout. Jack had a couple of base hits and a couple of whiffs in the seventh, so one man down. Here's Marcos Castagnon. Castagnon. Lyrical name. Marcos 0-for-3 in this ball game was the guy who changed the course of the game last night. Doubled and scored the only run of the game in the bottom of the seventh inning. Turned into a pitch, and he went. No appeal needed on that one. He went almost all the way around, 0-1. Drew Swift, a near no-doubles defense down the third base side against the right-handed hitting Castagnon. Pitch swung on, fouled straight back, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Castagnon has struck out in the second and sixth. Sandwiched around a bounce out to Drew Swift at third base in inning number four. He asked for his time here. And hounds a two-run second inning, and that is still the difference in this game. Cushing's pitch bounced out towards short, two hops, edge of the grass. Max Muncy sets up, throws, got him. 0-2 pitch sent sharply to shortstop, but Max up to the task, and it's two men down. By the way, top of the eighth at Amarillo, Arkansas 7, Amarillo 5, but as I said, top of the eighth. You know the rule of thumb for Hodgetown. If you win at Hodgetown, you're never sure until 5 minutes after you get the box score. 7-5 Arkansas in that game. Tulsa still leading Frisco 8-3, top of the seventh in the Metroplex. Juan Fernandez, first pitch swing, high fly ball, right field side, well out of play, 0-1. Corpus Christi rallying back against Northwest Arkansas. It's now 7-5 Hooks. That ball game's been back and forth. Nice ball by Cushing, swung on and missed, 0-2. Well, Jack's faced three batters so far in this inning. He's gotten ahead of each of them, 0-2. Fernandez the batter, two out, bottom of the eighth inning. Hounds 3, Missions 1. This is the only low-scoring game in the Texas League tonight. Everything else, bunch of offense. Of course, the Hounds have been playing those of late until last night. The 0-2 stretch, the pitch to Fernandez, down and away. Count 1-2. Well, Jack's been pretty sharp in this inning. The ninth pitch he's thrown, and that's the first non-strike. 0-2 count, make it 1-2. Pitch swung on, in the air, shallow center. Coming on, Brian Welbas, he'll make the catch. There's a little fly ball into shallow center field, and for the first time in this game, the Missions go in order. 1-2-3 in the eighth. So we're bound for the top of the ninth inning in San Antonio. Got a two-run ball game going in the Alamo City. Village Car Wash score through 8. Hounds 3, Missions 1.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford.
Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockouts. Based on 1977 to 2021, see you at total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion. Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Top of the ninth, Rockhounds 3, San Antonio 1, Bob Hartson and Nelson Wolf Stadium in San Antonio. Bottom third of the order for the Rockhounds, Jack Winkler, but he's 2 for 3. And he has driven in 2 runs, and it's a 2-run lead for the Hounds. So he has been big in this game, has the only 2 RBIs for the Hounds. He takes down and in for a ball, 1-0. Hounds scored a run in the second on a passed ball. Jack, a pair of RBI singles. One was kind of a soft liner. The other was ripped. Takes up high. Ball 2, 2-0 from Jason Blanchard. Bottom third of the order for each team here in the ninth inning. 3-1 Hounds. Jason Blanchard set. Missions guard the line at third base with Juan Fernandez. Called strike on the outside edge. Just got there. Count goes 2 balls, 1 strike. Jack waits from the right side, takes way up high, ball 3, 3 balls and 1 strike. RBIs is 20th and 21st. Set by Jason Blanchard. Missions left-hander delivers, and that's, what was that, ball 4. You know, that's 3 times, maybe 4, that Jared Higdon on that pitch, now pitch looked to be up and away, but as I kind of double-flinched on it, Jack did as well. He paused to make sure it was called a ball. Jared sometimes will, the home plate umpire, will turn the body a little bit that normally you would assume beginning the motion of calling it a strike, but he did not. Pitch looked like ball 4, but even Jack wasn't sure right away. Juan Zabala had a couple of those pitches just a few minutes ago. So Jack Winkler on base. Walk issued by Blanchard is his second. And in steps Casey Yamauchi, and he takes down low for ball 1. Casey 0 for 3. Strikeout, a bounce into a double play. That one was fairly routine. And he has flown to right. One on and nobody down. Left-hander Blanchard delivers, but he missed way outside there. 2 balls, no strikes. Both bullpens are silent here in the ninth inning, so Jack Cushing moving to the bullpen in relief of Joelvis Del Rosario. 1 run in 6 innings in his double-A debut tonight. Pitch swung on ground ball. Left side base hit for Casey. Having played in a little bit, cheating in at third was Fernandez, and sometimes that will cost you. I think if Fernandez is back, he probably gets to that ball, but it got past him in a hurry. Casey with a base hit. 2 on and nobody down. Rockhounds have their 7th hit of this game, and that's going to bring a team meeting on the mound. 1 o'clock tomorrow, 1:05 to be precise. We expect Ryan Cusick to be on the mound for the Hounds. Has not been added to the roster officially yet, but that is the plan, and that has been the plan basically throughout. And Joelvis Del Rosario joining the club a couple of days ago and getting the start here tonight. So Jack Cushing moving to the Rockhounds bullpen. You know, a couple of debuts during the course of this series. Brady Basso, away after nearly 2 years away, returning here in 2023 and made his double-A debut, pitched a very solid short outing. And Joel Vestel Rosario, terrific here tonight. Here's Brian Belvis. Oh, tried to bunt into that, hit him. Boy, I think it did, and he is down on his haunches. He was squaring the bunt, and the ball hit him. Now, the question is, did he offer it that? And upon appeal, he did not. And Luke Montz is going to lose his mind on this. No question he turned into it, but did he offer? And Luke Montz is arguing, and Bobby Crosby is as well. Now, I thought they just appealed and said he did not go. Did he make contact? Both managers are unhappy right here. I'm not quite sure. Boy, Brian Belvis just now starting to get up. And we haven't seen this upon replay yet. Now, if it's much like swinging. It's a little bit, maybe a little tougher with a bunt. If you swing and miss and the ball hits you, that's a swing. You're not hit by the pitch. You are, but you don't get awarded the base. And Bobby is arguing this, so I don't know if he'll get any kind of a second look. Belvis still on his knees near the batting circle. He'll get back up now. So it just might be an 0-1 count, or maybe just the ball clearly hit him. And now the umpires are going to confer. So, boy, this is either an 0-1 count, I would think, or a hit by pitch. Because the ball clearly hit Brian. We haven't had a second look at this. Both managers are waiting, and I think both have, I think, about an equal argument here or an equal side to this. It is judgment. If he turned into, he did turn into the pitch and it hit him. Did he offer with the bat to attempt to bunt? If he did, it's a strike. If he turned the body but did not offer with the bat, it's a hit by pitch. At least that would be the opinion from the booth here. I think those are the only two possibilities, and let's see what they're going to say. And, yep, we're going to say first base, going to say hit by pitch, and Luke Montz is going to go directly to our first base umpire because he's the one who was asked upon the appeal. That's Kellen Martin. And Montz is saying, and again, I think it's really, this is just purely judgment. Did he offer? I don't think, and again, Luke is motioning with exactly what he saw, that Belvis had the bat out and that he offered, and he is, boy, almost nose to nose. Now, it isn't a lose your mind argument, but he is really making his case strongly as Luke. And Kellen Martin shaking his head saying no, and Luke Montz is saying, you got to be kidding me, he offered at that pitch. Offered, then drew the bat back, and the ball hit him. So it is a hit by pitch. And Luke Montz is, boy, still really going at it. So I don't know that this is one of those where he is really arguing the point. He's not just losing his mind and going after the umpire. Now, crew chief will come over. Well, Steven Rios Jr., and he's motioning exactly what I'm saying, too. The question is, did he offer with the bat? It's a simple question with no simple answer. Did he offer? And that is absolutely opinion. And the opinion was he did not. So another hit batsman in this game. And the bases are loaded with nobody out. Well, Luke isn't going to get tossed. And again, he didn't go overboard. I think he was really, in every case, did a really good camera view of him. He was simply making his case. You can go overboard and get tossed, of course, but he didn't. Well, that's tough. Either way, that's a tough call. Either manager, whoever did not have the decision go his way, would have room to gripe. Looking to bunt, taking a strike is Drew Swift. That was interesting. Bases are loaded. So a walk to Jack Winkler, a base hit from Casey Yamauchi, and Brian Belvis a hit by pitch. Bases loaded, nobody out. Drew Swift is the batter. Drew takes, down low, ball one, 1-1. Max Muncy on deck, top of the ninth. Rockhounds 3, San Antonio 1. Well, that last play, that is classic judgment, and it's the judgment really of two umpires. 1-1 stretch, pitch by Blanchard. Drew takes, in the dirt, good block by Zabala. Count is 2-1. Home plate umpire was Jared Higdon. Again, he is substituting with his crew. Said hit by pitch, and the Missions, of course, appealed the first base umpire, Kellen Martin, but Martin said he did not offer. Two balls, one strike. Infield in. Pitch to Drew. Up high. Ball three. 3-1. The argument with Bobby Crosby would have been the same had that been deemed a strike. That did he really offer, or did he just turn into it a little bit but did not offer with the bat and got hit by the pitch? 3-1 count. Bases full. Pitch to Drew. Up and away. Ball four, and Blanchard will walk in a run. Boy, the Hounds in this ball game have scored one run on just back-to-back base hits. But they have Frankenstein the other three together, and I mean Frankenstein deluxe. So now here's Max Muncy. That's three walks, two of them in this inning, along with the controversial hit-by-pitch and the single by Yamauchi. Casey now the base runner at third. Pitch up and away to Max Muncy. Ball one, 1-0. 4-1 Rockhounds in the top of the ninth. And Luke Montz's disposition didn't get any better right there as Blanchard came back and walked through Swift. 21st RBI for Drew. Pitch to Max is up high. That's ball two. So Blanchard all of a sudden having trouble finding the zone here in the inning. Walked Jack Winkler. Went 2-0 to Casey Yamauchi. And then Casey drilled a single and hit Brian Guavas. Controversially so, then the five-pitch walk to Swift. Bases full, pitch to Max. Line drive up the middle, base hit. Extend the hit streak and drive home a run. And the Hounds lead it 5-1. Max Muncy continues to really swing the bat. Just 1-for-4 tonight. But he has, boy, really been swinging it well. RBI drives home Casey. Stopping at third, Brian Buelvas. Stopping at second, Drew Swift. So the Hounds now two hits in the inning, two runs in the inning. It's 5-1. The batter is Shane McGuire. He takes a called strike at the knees. It's 0-1. With that base hit, Max Muncy has hit in 9 straight games. We go all the way back his last 21 games, hitting right about 350. That's a good stretch. 0-1 count. Lefty-lefty matchup. Pitch to Shane. Fly ball. Right field. Drifting back. Johnson. Catch made. Runner tags. Colo throw will come to second. Lead two runners will move up 90 feet. Shane McGuire, RBI number 33 on the season, with a sacrifice fly to right field, first out of the inning. So the Rockhounds have doubled their output here in the ninth. Top three batters in the order, each driving in a run, and now the bullpen has to get going for the Missions. First and third, one man down, Saeed Valenzuela. Cleanup hitter in place of Lazaro Armenteros takes up high for a ball, 1-0. Runners at the corners, three runs across. Pitch swung and sent back up the middle, knocked down by Blanchard, and then he throws it away. Runners at second and third on the error, so an RBI for Saeed on the fielder's choice, or excuse me, on the bounce, that's all right, and a first RBI in the first run. So it is an RBI error. Hounds have scored 4 in the inning. They lead it 7-1. Throwing error on Blanchard, and boy, that just compounds a very rough inning for him. So Muncy will come around to third on the error. It's a two-base error. Run scores. That run is earned. And an RBI for Saeed. And the batter is Cameron Masterman, and there is still just one out in the inning, and it's 7-1 Rockhounds. Swing and a miss by Cameron comes up empty 0-1. So the Hounds scoring more runs here in the ninth inning, a 4-run inning. As many as had been scored in the first or the last two games combined to this point. Fly ball center field. That's going to be deep enough. There to make the catch is Howell, but throw will come to the cutoff man, and that's a sacrifice fly for Cameron Masterman. Doesn't have a hit in this ball game, but he did reach base again. And had a sacrifice fly, and that'll bring home a, without question, unearned run. Max Muncy scores. Sacrifice fly to center field. It's 8-1. So the Hounds have scored more runs in this inning than were scored in the last 17 innings of the series. Caden Trinkle, a batter with two men down. Swing and a foul ball away. Count goes 0-1. So just two hits in this inning, but five runs across, and it's 8-1. Boy, that is a misleading score in a lot of ways. Pitch just outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Hounds led 2-0 after the second, 3-0 after the fourth. The Missions got on the board in the fifth. 3-1 going to the ninth, and it's an 8-1 game. Blanchard's pitch, strike on the outside edge, 1-2. Caden Trinkle in this game is 1-for-3 with a double and two runs scored. Runner in scoring position is Saeed Valenzuela. Pitch swung on and bounced foul, big high hop over toward and into the Rockhounds dugout, first base side, still 1-2. Well, Rockhounds shut out last night. Oh, my goodness, baseball is crazy. In their last 10 games, the Rockhounds now, last 10 games, they have been shut out once and scored 101 runs in the other nine. Get out of Dodge. Ground ball left side, handled by shortstop Reyes. Throw is in time, and the inning is over, but the Rockhounds bat around and add five runs to the total here in the top half of the ninth inning. So we will go to the bottom of the ninth in San Antonio. And boy, this ball game has changed, and I mean changed big time. After 8.5, Village Car Wash score of the game with Jack Cushing going back to the mound. Hounds 8, Missions 1.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Oh, that's a long 30 seconds, but this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Three escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Jack Cushing to face the bottom of the order for San Antonio, but it was the bottom of the order that led it off for the Hounds, and they batted around in the ninth. Jack's first pitch, called strike, outside corner, 0-1 to Connor Hollis. 8-1 game. Five runs, two hits, one error in the ninth inning for the Rockhounds. Cushing's pitch sails up high for a ball. This is a save situation in two different respects for Jack Cushing. If he goes through the ninth inning, does not surrender the lead, then that would be the last three innings, so that's a save. But it was 3-1 when he came in. Breaking ball, swung on and missed, 1-2. So it'll look odd if indeed it becomes a save with the score pretty much what it is now, but it was 3-1 when he came in. Gave up a couple of base hits in the seventh. We got two strikeouts and a 1-2-3 inning in the eighth. First time the Missions have gone in order in this ballgame. Jack with a pitch, breaking ball away. Count goes 2-2. Connor Hollis, Juan Zabala, and Corey Howell in the ninth for San Antonio. Good-sized crowd, but boy, they have seen things change. Off-speed pitch, swung on and missed. Jack Cushing gets the strikeout. one man down in the eighth inning, make the ninth inning rather. He struck out two in the seventh, one in the eighth, so that's four strikeouts, and here is Juan Zavala. Jack Cushing trying to slam the door here. Fires right down the middle, called strike 0-1. Zavala 1-for-3, flew out to deep left field back in the second inning. He flirted with the long ball. He struck out and singled since. Fouls this one at the plate, count is quickly 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Bottom of the ninth inning, Rockhounds, if they hang on to this lead, will have won the series. They won the first three ball games before losing last night 1-0. 0-2 count. Zavala waits. Cushing with the stretch and the pitch. Punch foul. Zavala taking one probably off the outside corner, but taking a swing at it. Too close to take. It was probably right borderline pitch. 0-2 the count. 1:05 start time tomorrow. Ryan Cusick's return to the mound. Be anxious to watch him. Pitch swung on and missed on a breaking pitch. Out on strikes is Zavala. Turned and asked something of our home plate umpire, but that was a swinging strike three. So Jack Cushing now, fifth strikeout, and the batter is Corey Howell. Howell, the center fielder. Well, they've got some postgame entertainment coming up here, so fans have that to look forward to, but boy, this ball game, the mission's threatened a couple of times. Good fastball strike on the outside corner, 0-1. And ball game at 3-1, got a leadoff base hit in the sixth, leadoff base hit in the seventh, had two on in the seventh inning, but did not close the gap, and the Hounds scored five here in the ninth. Pitch down and away for a ball, 1-1. Rockhounds basically have one inning in which they just got a good old-fashioned run. The double by Caden Trinkle, single by Jack Winkler, that duo. The other runs in this game have been Frankenstein. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. So game and set. And the Rockhounds here, and asking for time, is Corey Howell. Right-handed hitter waits. One ball, two strikes. Bottom of the ninth inning, two out and nobody on. Jack Cushing with a one ball, two strike stretch, kick, and pitch just outside, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Well, there are days when final score is misleading in any sport. Boy, that's the case here tonight. It's been a close game through eight. 2-2 pitch from Jack. Swing and a miss. He got him. Strikes out the side. Jack Cushing with the save and gets the whiff. Strikes out the side in the ninth inning. Rockhounds have won this series, winning for the fourth time in five games. Got back on the board big time on a victory in the Alamo City. Gentlemen, what it all this buzz for you.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Rockhounds score eight runs in this ballgame. They do it on eight base hits. Rockhounds did not have an error. Seven hits on the board. I believe that's incorrect. I've got eight hits for the Rockhounds. Let's see if that gets updated or my math may be off. Let me go by the box here. 8-7-0 for the Rockhounds. 1-7-1, and it was an important error for San Antonio. Nobody hit the ball out of the ballpark. Joe Elvis Del Rosario with a win in his double-A debut. He went six innings, a run on five hits, no walks, five strikeouts, couple of hit batsmen. And Jack Cushing gets the save in this game with three scoreless and six strikeouts for Jack Cushing. I'm going to check a number or two here really quickly, then we will come back and put a quick wrap on this ball game. And our final Village Car Wash score of the ball game, the Rockhounds 8, San Antonio 1.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.dallyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Well, this Star Wars night here at San Antonio and Nelson Wolf Stadium have a drone show going, which is kind of very cool, in fact. You're wrapping this one up, so great entertainment for the fans. They weren't happy with the way this game ended. That's for certain. The Rockhounds win this game by the final score of 8-1. And again, just a crazy, crazy statistic. The Rockhounds' last 10 games, and they are what? Let's see, 8-2 in their last 10, or is it 9-1? They have, in their last 10 games, Rockhounds were shut out in one of them and have scored, I should say, 10 games. Last 10 games, the Arkansas series at home, and now four games, and now five games here. So, is that 11 overall? That's 11 overall. My goodness, I'm tripping all over myself here. So, in their last 11, Rockhounds have been shut out once and have scored 101 runs in the other games. I mean, that's a little bit crazy. Even I botched the arithmetic a little bit there. So this ball game, an 8-1 win for the Rockhounds. The Hounds get on the board in the second inning, and a little scary, Lázaro Armenteros hit by a pitch. And again, it did appear that the ball deflected maybe off his shoulder and then got him in the side of the face. And that is very scary. He came out of the game. He was walking under his own power. Was Lázaro. So, again, that's the good news. He did leave the game, so he Valenzuela replaced him. With one out, Caden Trinkle drew a walk. Jack Winkler with an RBI flare single to left. Second run scored on a passed ball, so the Hounds get an RBI single. A hit that's going to walk, a balk, and a passed ball to score two runs in the second. Hounds made it 3-0 in the fourth inning. Caden Trinkle with a leadoff double. Jack Winkler followed with a single as Messrs. Trinkle and Winkler go back-to-back again, and they've been really good back-to-back in the order. We've been talking about that, and that made it 3-0. That was the only run the Hounds scored that was really just basically easy, a double and an RBI single. Mission's on the board in the fifth inning. With two men down, Ripken Reyes hit by a pitch, and that made history. That was the 44th time he's been hit this year, and that is an all-time minor league baseball record. 44 hit by pitch. We witnessed some history here tonight in San Antonio. Jackson Merrill then drills a double in the gap to left center, and that'll bring Reyes around to score, and that made it a 3-1 game. The Missions against starter Joe Elvis Del Rosario got a leadoff single in the sixth against reliever Jack Cushing, a leadoff single and a one-out single in the seventh, so they had the tying run at the plate in the sixth and on base in the seventh, but Joelvis got out of the jam in the sixth with three straight outs, couple of strikeouts, and Jack Cushing got out of the jam in the seventh, two strikeouts and a flyout, and Jack retired the last seven batters he would face, four, by way of strikeouts. Between the eighth and ninth, however, where the Rockhounds went a little bit crazy, batting around, and again, it was a Frankenstein inning deluxe. Jack Winkler walked, Casey Yamauchi punched a sharp single to left field. Controversy in the inning, and it really opened the door. Brian Guelbas is said to be hit by a pitch. And again, this was pure judgment. It's nothing clear at all. He squared to bunt, was hit by a pitch. If he had offered with a bunt, that is a strike. If he was deemed not to have offered and it hit him, it's a hit by pitch. And that, the latter, is what the umpiring crew came up with. Luke Montz argued it at length with reason, but it had gone the other way. Bobby could have done the same. Again, that's pure judgment. That loaded the bases. Drew Swift drew a walk. That forced in a run. Max Muncy, RBI single, extends his hit streak to 9. That drives in a run. Shane McGuire, sack fly. That will drive in a run. And then Drew Swift will score when Saeed Valenzuela sends a bouncer back to the mound. Jason Blanchard's throw is wide. RBI for Saeed. Two-base throwing error on Jason Blanchard as the Hounds score the fourth run of the inning. They will continue to score. Cameron Masterman with a sacrifice fly to center. That'll drive in the fifth run of the inning. And a 3-1 game becomes an 8-1 game when all is said and done. 8-1 is the final. I'm going to go with the box on this rather than my numbers. For some reason, I had the Rockhounds with 8 base hits. So somewhere along the line, that is incorrect. So I'm going to go with the official box here. 8-7 and 0 for the Rockhounds. 8 runs, 7 hits, no errors. And for San Antonio, 1 run, 7 hits, and 1 error. And it was costly, certainly, in that 5-run ninth inning. So 8-7 and 0 for the Hounds, 1-7 and 1 for the San Antonio Missions. Check the time of the ball game and the attendance before we break away. 2 hours, 50 minutes, fairly lengthy game by current standards. 5,040 on hand at Nelson Wolf Stadium. Rockhounds now 25-19 in the second half. Back to a game over 500 for the overall season. They've won 8 now of their last 9, 10 of 12, and 11 of their last 14 games have the Rockhounds. Before we say so long here, we'll see if anything else perhaps has gone final on the board. I think several games have. Tulsa is leading Frisco in the bottom of the 8th, 10-3, so the Riders apparently will fall. Let's see, Northwest Arkansas losing at Corpus, so the Hooks win 7-4. And how about this? Arkansas hangs on. They beat Amarillo 7-5 at Hodgetown, so the Hounds back within 2 games of Amarillo in the Texas League South. We expect Ryan Cusick to make the start tomorrow for the Rockhounds. His return from the development list. So he will go for the Rockhounds, and he will face right-hander Jared Collar, who is 1-1 with a 4.78 ERA. That'll be the final game of this series and of this quick road trip. And 1 week at a time for the Rockhounds these days. 1:05 tomorrow before the Hounds head for home to host the Frisco Rough Riders. Thanks so much for spending part of your evening with us. Bob Harge here, and for all of us with the Rockhounds, we thank you for joining us on Rockhounds Radio. Our final score, the Rockhounds 8 and the San Antonio Missions 1. The Rockhounds have taken 4 of 5 in this series. And until tomorrow afternoon, we'll say goodnight, Red. Goodnight, Leo. Goodnight, Mr. Scully. And goodnight, my friends from the Alamo City.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets. Visit the Rockhounds store. And join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.